Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Grudge Inc. Wednesdays with your host, Chris, also known as Banshee Lover, dedicated to Grudge Bikes.
Good evening. Welcome to Grudge Talk Wednesday. Some of you, I know it's been, I guess, fairly new to a few of them, but Grudge Talk Wednesday has been around. I know it's been a few times where had weather issues or whatever, and the show wasn't able to come to, but other than that, we actually plan on going nowhere, so Grudge Talk is really here to stay. So with that being said, we'll go on and start going, opening lines up. Anybody want to come on and kind of talk some about the upcoming events that's coming up? We'll open up the lines a few to accept some calls and let guys come on. So at this time, if you got any announcements or anything you want to make, feel free to do that now. Can't open up the line while it's kind of quiet. I know that there are several races that are coming up, so can't believe no one has to say. Well, that is. Okay, we got 9155. Your line is open.
What's going on, Chris?
What's going on with you, man?
This is Roger, No Mercy Motorcycle Grudge Fest.
What's going on with you, Roger?
I can't call it, man. Can't call it. Missed you last week.
Oh, yeah. We had ice down on this end here, man. It was real bad. So I feel like everybody else was having issues too. So I know a few of them have sent messages like, man, please come on with the show. But the others, I know some people probably had power failures and stuff. So it's just in the best interest of what it kind of postpone it to next week, but we back online this week.
Okay. I got to hit you up later on and talk to you about what you had text me.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, definitely do that. So any more planning with your event coming up? I know I'll be seeing some updates that you post out there, but any more exciting news coming up?
Man, we've got a lot of lockdown races, and, man, we got Urban Curb Project going to be filming that live. You know, filming Crystal Dickinson, Leah Martinez, Destiny, all the female riders in the game. They're going to be doing this little reality show.
Okay.
And we got Hot Street Bike Magazine, iRide Magazine to be there. We're actually doing a casting call this coming Saturday, February 8th. At PX Cafe, looking for the next top bike models.
Okay.
You know, some of them going to be posing on Jerry Jones' bike at the show, you know what I mean, for the magazine. So
okay.
It's going to be a good look.
I gotcha. Yeah, I was reading something today where he was out there trying to, I guess, give a some type of racing suit. And I'm sure he can come back on and and clear that up. You know, I think there was a lot.
Okay.
He was talking about a suit he wanted to sell, but I wonder how many is going to be gunning for him on the first.
A lot of them. A lot of them gunning for him. A lot of them coming just for Jared Jones. I mean, you know, everybody seems like they want a piece of Black Caesar. So, you know, we'll see, you know. Only time will tell, you know what I mean? We got 24 more days, you know. We got a test and tuning that Friday. We changed the track hours. We got testing and tuning February 28th at Shadyside Dragway, you know, so everybody can get familiar with the track, you know what I mean, for the whole weekend. So it's like a three-day event, you know.
Okay.
So it's going down all weekend long.
Mm-hmm.
You gonna get to make it?
Well, we actually tied up. Like I say, I'm hoping that this outage stuff that we got going on here will be over by then. So if it's over with, I'm there. But
man, we've been having 65 and 75 degree weather.
Wow.
Yeah, I posted some video earlier you know, Chris Moore. We had about 75 bikes at Testament Tune on Sunday.
Okay.
We had those 75 bikes, you know, everybody coming out trying to test for March the 1st.
Right.
It'll be very interesting.
Yeah, it sounds like you're going to have a blast.
Yeah, man, you know, I promote the heck out of this thing, man. You know, we sponsor Susan G. Coleman this year, so we'll be giving back the breast cancer awareness at the show. You know, we got different artists performing. You know, it's going to be a show.
Okay. Okay.
It's like a party at the track. We racing and getting money. I love that.
I heard that. Yeah,
yeah, got to get a fan or something to see. Instead of all that talking. Everybody quiet tonight. What's up with that, Chris?
I don't know. We got several lines open, so I guess we're going to go on and open them up. We got 0311. Your line is open.
All right. How y'all guys doing?
Oh, all what's right. going on with you?
I ain't raising no sand.
Yeah. Okay.
It is kind of quiet on here tonight.
Yeah. Y'all guys need to come out March the 1st and 2nd at Shadyside Dragway. No Mercy Motorcycle Grudge Fest.
Yeah, I was listening to you.
Say what, bro?
So I was listening to you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We got it going on. We got a big race. This will be one of the biggest races of the season. Good Lord willing. Where's Jared Jones at tonight? Jared Jones, are you listening?
Yeah, you know he probably is, man. All that noise he was talking today. We got another caller here as well, man. We got 9107. Your line is open.
I'm on here. This is Marcus. I don't know what, you know, what the numbers are.
Marcus,
though,
what's
know?
Going on, Marcus?
What's up, soldier?
Chris, I invited Marcus to join the show.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, yeah, this is my first time. I'm just trying to see who I can get at on here.
Okay. They quiet right now. It sounds like a whole bunch of crickets going on, Marcus. Trying to see if we can pull some races out on this phone right now. Jared Jones need to jump online. Alice Bud Light Lime need to get on the line.
He said he was coming on, so.
I know CeCe just hit me in the text.
Yeah.
But Marcus, what we do, we talk about racing, you know. A lot of them be talking.
Oh, yeah. That's how you get it going. Show ready to hit the track. For sure.
Yeah. Chris got a good show. So on Wednesday, man, you let everybody know what y'all got going on down y'all way in Alabama.
Oh, yeah. We quiet right now. We're going to kick off about April.
About April.
Yeah, about April, yeah. I'm going to bring that new Gen 3 out for them.
New Gen 3.
Yeah, that's that new hand clutch I got.
Okay. The new Gen 3. Who makes it?
Me, my hand clutch.
Your new hand clutch.
Yeah. Beat Suzuki doing it.
That's what's up. Your boy still got that rolling chassis?
Yeah, it's still there. I might bring it up there with me and put it on display. I don't know.
Look here, I want that rolling chassis.
He said you talked to him. It's there. I seen
yeah,
it
but
yesterday.
He didn't call me back with the right number. I told him, I said, look, I want an engine in it.
Yeah. We'll do whatever. You know, it take. You know, you got to. You know what make a man move? I ain't got to say.
That's it. Right about that. We need to get some of them boys down Chris way to come on up there so we can get some of that money.
Man, everybody's been kind of quiet, man. I think everybody's still testing for now.
They can't test all season.
Yeah, they can't test all season, but I think a lot of them are still in test mode. We got another caller here as well, so I'm going to try not to hold people up tonight. As soon as they kind of raise a hand when we get a break. We will open your line up. So at this time here, we're going to open up 8328. Your line is open.
Oh, who looking for Alice Bud Light?
I just asked for this is Roger.
Who looking for me?
Here I go.
Oh.
What's up, bro?
I told you we coming down your event today. Cut up.
I seen that video of Chris Moore.
Yeah.
But
then
it feel
like I got quiet before I even seen it. Chris run around there gimme racing.
Look here, my man was shooting. Chris wasn't shooting now. My man's shooting now.
That man had a little more body than Chris.
Look here, the man on a bigger bike than Chris too.
Man, them little fucking tens is quick, man.
Look, the man
don't
shouldn't even let Chris.
Damn things.
That man was Chris was never supposed to win that race. He rode a wheelie all the way down the track. When it sat down, it come by him. You seen it? You seen the video?
Hey,
the man rode the wheelie all the way down the track.
Yeah, Chris, let us shoot our booster then and do the same damn race.
Look here. Y'all got to negotiate that race. We can get Chris on three-way. You know, we get offline. We get Chris on three-way.
Put that motherfucker on the damn show.
Put him on the show.
Yeah, we want him to have to do a race head up. We tired always getting back tires and brakes and shit.
Well, I tell you what, go ahead and...
But every time they win, they run around
right
and they celebrate.
Give them the number.
And you know what they say? And you know what their favorite word is after we do a hard head race? And
what
they win. We got y'all again. Yeah. I know a little fucker reason.
Who y'all calling that March the 1st? Chris Moore?
We definitely come to run his ass. I'm going to tell you that now.
But who do you really want to get at, Alex?
Chris Moore. Any damn thing he said on, we pulling some beside him.
Hey, Alex. Alex.
Yeah, this me.
I got a bike Chris can get on and fuck you up, boy. I get sick of you, boy.
Hey, guess what else? Who gives a damn?
Yes.
Put him on your damn bike and we'll be down there.
Yeah. Hey, Chris can get on that Undertaker bike.
Man, I don't give a damn what he get on. We talking about what Undertaker bike?
The one I got, that blue Undertaker bike, street tie.
You talking about that white and blue booster?
It's blue with a little white in it, yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Who gives a damn? Do you? We don't give a damn about that.
That means I just told you we can get that on.
Yeah. Slider.
So y'all want to lock that race in?
Hey. Is it a slide on the street tie?
No, it's a slide on the street tie.
Oh. Well, fuck you then. Shit.
Mm-hmm. That's what I want.
Now, I'm sick of you.
And that's what you want to bet.
So can we lock that race in, Alex? What's up? $500
we'll
monthly fee?
We'll be there. Hey, we'll be there.
I don't even know what we got to do. Ain't no
$500,
nothing.
Oh, Lord, Alex, you heard that.
Oh, so what? Don't we race for something?
No, you hear what that man said? Ain't no $500, nothing. He sold more than $500.
Did I say I had $500 to bet?
No, I say the punk out, $500.
Oh, man, shit, we coming down now. We're going to see. You know how the damn telephone be, how the track be.
Yeah.
Because you keep on lip boxing, we'll bring Sam Cook down there, badass.
Look,
we're going to run for them damn bunch of zeros. You know that?
Look here.
If your name ain't C, you can't plant a damn thing on here. Now.
So you ready for C?
Anybody else is live bait.
So you ready for C?
I said I ain't fucking with C. C tore our ass up. It's going to take us a while to get back to him.
Oh, okay.
We got to walk back down the road.
Okay.
And where the rich guy go?
You talking to
him? Hey, you go ahead now, Undertaker. Guess who just might show up?
Look,
Ric Flair, and he will choke your ass, slap out.
Who is Ric Flair?
The real wrestler. But I mean, you act like we won't run this weekend. Then shit, what you want to run?
Nah, I ain't gonna do it this weekend. I'm gonna make Lynn come to that regular if it's nice.
All right. We'll make sure we there, and we make sure we look for Undertaker. You know him, don't you, Roger?
But no, yeah. I don't know the Undertaker.
You know me, too.
I know you.
Uh-huh.
Okay, Undertaker. So you got a street tag?
No, that's the name of the fight, Undertaker.
Okay. Okay, but you got a street tag?
Well, we ain't ran yet if I know you did. Because I know I run my mouth and try to raise everybody.
This.
I could be wrong, though.
No.
What track do we skip over you at?
I did a raid down there and we was in Valdosta. One of them we was at down there. I can't really remember which one we was at. But
Undertaker, where you from? What Undertaker from?
The Undertaker down here in Mississippi.
Oh, hell.
You're going to travel to Mississippi.
I done told you, Undertaker.
You just took my damn leg and you pulled it, slap off my body. Alex, if you think one leg gonna hold this big ass body up, shit, Alex. If y'all had a Billy Mays right there, I'll go ahead on and do both of y'all the same day. Good, I don't mind it. You will run, huh? If you got Billy Mays down there, I'll go ahead on. I know you can't speak for him just like he said before, but if y'all have him down there, I'll do both of y'all in the same day. If Chris gonna be there, I'll bring that bike back down there to Chris and let Chris go on and knock y'all off or whatever, you know. And
Chris
I'll
gonna be
like,
there.
I'll go
Man,
on like Billy Mays.
You out
I'll
of your damn
like Mays
You straight on. Damn like the talk. Ain't nowhere in the hell. I mean, you really crazy now.
But listen,
so, well, why
listen,
you skip
Alex,
over
listen, listen, Alex. Man? Alex, this man coming from Mississippi think he going to come to the Carolinas and whoop ass.
Didn't I tell you, if it ain't, see, he ain't tearing up no damn backyards? I thought I was prepared for that storm. That motherfucker tore the whole house down.
Well, just know I over-prepared.
Okay. Well, you make sure you come, Undertaker.
Uh-huh.
Make sure you're down there.
Undertaker,
you
are we friends on Facebook?
Thoughts.
Hey, when, see.
Hey, Roger, yeah. I wish your race would have been in February. I'd have never got that white boy ass on Black History Month.
Oh, man.
March 1st. He got one day. He got away by one day.
Well, listen, you see what Chris say in the video now. You know what I mean? You see all the video I've been posting now. You see what Chris been saying now. Chris say he swear he's going to take that little teen and run over a lot of these big bikes with that little teen.
He should.
Why should he run over these big bikes?
Hey,
everybody got all this money.
Didn't I tell you that them damn new tens is fast?
Yeah,
don't
they
get
fast.
The damn story twisted now.
They got six of them now. Chris got six of them.
Yeah,
did
you
see
think
the
all
six
of them stop?
Hell, six of them ain't stop.
Hell, I've been some 5/4 on a 2011. Hell, stock motor. Hell, 10 inches over on one of them new ones. No nitrous.
That's fast.
They moving now.
Yeah, they moving. Eighth of a mile. We got a lot of eighth of a mile.
Shit.
In
quarter they picking up. They breathe on the top end.
And they holding up.
I'm going to tell y'all this right here, and I'm going to tell you this now, Roger. We got old yellow 1000 that if he get off work, we'll be down there. DJ know the bike because we've been chasing his ass. I ran them around the track so much, they had to give me a damn asthma pump. I done gave out of gas chasing his ass.
You see that? See that little purple bike? You see that little purple bike I posted? That 1,000? The 0102?
Yeah.
What did y'all want to do with it?
Did you post it because Prince told you to put it up there, or you wanted to run
no,
that
No, that wasn't Chris bike. That's Billy bike. Billy
rides
his own bike.
Saying. Yeah.
But Billy say he got a bike he want to run Eddie Kane with called Little Turbo. I posted that bike. It's on Turbo 1,000, sitting my 80 inches long.
Hey,
you know
Billy
what I mean?
Better get that bike down the track, though, Roger.
You know,
but then
man
he better hit it, so you never know. Eddie bike might not be right, neither.
The man say, look here. You know, he had a lot of R&D going in this bike, you know what I mean? And
Oh, yeah. I ain't knocking the setup. I seen Radar.
Radar
looked like he was about to get
on a good pass. He broke the frame.
Oh, yeah.
He's
about to dig out of there. But you know what, though, Roger?
Yeah, he'll be right to dig up out of
there. So, Mississippi is coming down here March 1st. Mississippi, Undertaker.
Yep.
All right, I'll be looking for you.
Undertaker.
I'm going to find you. My
okay,
name
Undertaker.
That's just the name of the fight.
Hey, but look,
man.
Are we friends on Facebook?
No, I don't do Facebook.
Oh, you don't do Facebook? Okay, cool. Cool. But most of
Roger,
look,
you
if you
me
listen,
a,
if,
send me a text if you're trying to get in.
Say what?
I just told Roger, send me a text if you're trying to get in. Race with that bike.
Not,
okay.
Not Roger, the other dude. You talking about Undertaker?
Well, I'm talking about the guy. Yeah, that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
I mean,
I'll send you one, Chris.
Okay.
Chris, you know who it is, though.
Oh, yeah, I know who it is.
Oh, okay.
But,
well, Chris,
you know
who this is, too, then, don't you?
Yeah,
he's
drunk.
We're going to see it. I don't give a damn what I be. I bet y'all getting your ass.
I bet you a lot.
Just come on, bring me some more Louisiana and Mississippi and New Orleans and whatever the hell. One of them damn states of money.
Hey, them guys
I know
from
one
Mississippi,
thing.
If you need a hotel room, we got guest hotels at the Holiday Inn Express in Shelby, North Carolina.
All right.
So if you need the information, man, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just say no mercy, get the discount,
so,
you know what I mean?
Man,
I got to go back.
And I got to go back and ask you one more time. You said you going to run Billy Mays on a street tie one booster.
No, that's not what I said.
Oh, tell me what you said. You said you'd get in his ass.
Yeah.
So you come with your flat slick then, right?
Yeah.
All right, then. Well, why are you telling me you come with a street tie?
Listen, now everybody knows, I know they heard that. I come down there and bring that street tie down there for the I'll let Chris Moe run the other bike y'all talking about, the street tie. And then I said, while I'm down there, I'll go ahead on and take your Billy May, too.
That's what he said, Alex.
But I
did not say what a street tie.
That's cool too. That's cool. Well, I think we all quit playing with ourselves and just load up on one race, and you load up, and we load up, and then we see who laughs at the end of the race.
I tried to load up one time. Y'all didn't want that.
We didn't want that. Who was you loading up with? See.
What do
you want to say?
No.
Well,
you know I stand my own ground.
Well, why we ain't raised then?
But y'all wouldn't run me for the money that y'all wanted, that I wanted.
I want to hear these guys. Fuck it, don't.
Hey, boss man, I got a street tie 14.
Man, I swear to God, I don't know. What's your part you want to run for?
I got a street tie 14. If he said he got a street tie bike,
huh?
I got a street tie 14 in my ride on the phone right now, and he'll run on top of you.
For me?
No, my man with the street car. He said he got a street car bike.
Oh.
Yeah, we Chris, you know what? Long as it's a street car, you know what I'm saying? It don't matter.
Oh, it's a street car?
Yeah.
I can do it.
Long as it's a street car, we can get them. You know,
it'll do.
Street
I can do either. Mm-hmm. I'm set up
well,
on either.
Like I say, I'm gonna put Chris on it. You know what I'm saying?
Man, we get it on. I can't believe you coming all the way from Mississippi to put a mother on your bike that ain't nobody scared of.
We ain't scared of his ass, and damn, you ain't scared of your bike. Chris actually built the bike. You know what I'm saying? So
Chris
you
is here. Somebody else built
you
the damn
you
bike.
You bad enough? You
well,
bring your he, damn life savings. We're going to bet your ass if Chris built it.
Yeah.
Believe
well,
that. You got a race,
tell him, Alex. We don't fuck around. We what?
Fuck straight up and down.
I'm going to bet you on your ass.
I can't believe this. This man. Oh, yeah. Hey, please bring that bike down here. Please. I'm going to go to sleep dreaming about this. Hey, babe, I'm going to buy you a new ring.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm already spending your money. I'm going
to
tell you that now.
Tell her, you might have to cut that old one off my finger and go plug.
Hey, real talk. We run Chris Moore. He cool. We talk pure D junk. Ain't nothing but a race. But we're going to do that.
But
I'm going to
tell
you this too, man. Real talk. It 30 us with 500 to 2,000. So you tell me how much money we come with.
Shit, good money.
Hey,
money.
That sound like my buddy Possum.
Yeah.
Sam.
What's up, buddy?
Is you scared? You scared of them?
Who?
Huh?
If they don't know who I am, I'm sorry. I ain't scared of nobody.
Yeah, I'm talking about the daggum Mississippi guys. They gonna put Chris Moore on his bike and do all this and that.
Hey, with that, I welcome a race. I mean, I hope they do. I hope they.
You know,
we're not afraid to lose all
reality. Yeah. If Parson get on it and run, we probably run his track meet. Cause the last time I saw him, they were shining the spotlight on him. And he was scared to go.
Hey, you know what they say? Well, come on down here.
When Little Richard messed him up.
Oh, yeah. You talking about that one ring?
Little Richard got me on the track for four years, buddy.
You talking
Little
about
Richard
one ring?
Little Richard got me on a track problem with my street tie.
Come on,
Kyle. Hell, I don't have a problem colorful. Well, I even got a car to save me.
Hey, you think anybody gonna run that man his own side though? I was just asking. It's just a question.
Well, you know he gonna have to keep smoking that crystal meth that he on, and he'll soon be outside.
Y'all crazy. Boy, y'all crazy.
Hey, real talk. We ready to run. We want to run. We're gonna run that
10,
though, Roger. You got that?
Yeah, I got that. You say you want to race that 10. I'm telling you. Look, you seen the footage on that 10. I mean, that was the green one. That wasn't
the
blue one. He already run
the blue
one. The blue
one. And the undercover motor and all that. That's what we
want
to run. The one with the gas.
You want
and
the
whatever he got to do with it. That's his bike. That's his setup.
That
bring
BJ
it.
Bike. That BJ bike.
Yeah. We want the baddest one.
I don't know which bad one is. Mine the baddest, I think. I can't say nobody else is bad.
We bringing something down there in the. We bring the street tie 14 too, called
yeah.
Mayhem.
Yeah.
We bring the fuck somebody that shows up.
You have to meet Savage Life. You know what I mean? A lot of people going to get introduced to Savage Life.
I'm thinking about that damn Mississippi money, man. I'm gonna tell you that stuff's. Spins good. And it will take your money, too. Only thing worried me about that race, Chris Moore and Dan Perry is the luckiest riders I ever seen in my life. If something's going to happen, it's going to happen while you're racing them. I ain't scared of no bite.
Well, I tell you what, you know, I'm gonna get him on the line. I'm gonna get him on the line probably tomorrow.
And, well, get him on.
You know,
get him on there now.
He's
call Robert. He's probably somewhere. Robert probably somewhere holding his shirt. Or cleaning
just hit
his own
Chris on Facebook. Just hit him on
somebody
Facebook.
Somebody get Chris on the phone.
Call in.
Get him on now. That motherfucker don't
tell
mind
him
talking
y'all. Y'all call him on three-way. His lines are probably full by now. Get him on the phone.
I'm at a PM. Well, yeah.
Hey, Roger.
Yeah.
B-more said, don't forget he going to be there.
Look, tell B-more I ain't scared of him. I'm not scared of B-more.
Uh-oh.
We ain't scared of B-more. I hope he's listening.
He is.
Marcus, you hear that, Marcus?
Man, we ain't going to turn down nothing but our callers. We ain't worried about that.
That's
uh-oh.
It. That's it. Don't we ain't worried about nothing, Marcus.
The boys already talking about buying a 550.
He did what?
Roger,
we ready.
Mr. Killzone in.
Uh-oh.
Oh, God damn.
Here come Killzone. Whole damn crew coming in now.
All right, Killzone, your line open, man.
Hey, that sound like that was Ryan you were talking to.
Oh, my God. Man, that motherfucker clown.
God of war.
Man. No wonder he said something about Billy Mays. Hey, Ryan, I was hoping that was you. You bring your ass back down here. We're going to tag your ass up again. And we did wait for his amount of money, too. Tell him, I already called Billy. He ain't going to be overseas. Hey, Killzone.
Yo.
Killzone.
Yo.
Hey, Killzone. Ain't no way in the world they gonna put a damn street tile on that spinning ass slick bike.
I don't know why they trying to come on here and talk on the cover and shit like nobody like I want to know who he was.
No, nobody even care who you know. You know, that's the thing with you. You don't even matter.
Nah,
you don't even matter.
You know what I'm saying? You don't even matter.
You're the nobody.
Yeah.
Hey, Roger. He said, don't backpedal when he shakes down, Roger.
Hey, tell him B-more to get on the line. We're ready for B-more.
Yeah, I can't believe you get on here and act like somebody's scared of you.
No matter what.
You need to talk about money, but you need to spend in that damn weak-ass setup. Ryan, we will tear your ass up on Killzone Bike.
I tell you what, the only problem we're going to have is the money issue.
No, it ain't. We got all the confidence in the world.
Ryan, this is all we need to do.
Uh-huh. This is I'm gonna lay it on the table for you.
Okay.
You get Billy on that bike. You know he gonna put the tune up in there. We'll bring Billy Mays and you bet like you want to.
Exactly.
Don't leave nothing at home.
No nickels or pennies. Bring it all. The change jar, the food stamps, bring it all.
That sounds good.
Believe it.
You know,
hey, Ryan.
You know what?
You remember what the pot was last time? Put another zero behind.
Well, that's what I tried to do that off the trail.
No, you wouldn't.
You
pull it up, Ryan.
But you know what? I'm not going to even get effed up on y'all because you know what the owner told me? He said, man, they can't lock me in my bike or they can't. they can't get if my body ain't gonna do nothing to let me stay it anyway. So he said, really, y'all just be yap, yap, yap.
Hell, so he you, told you that.
Yeah, so y'all really need to stop.
And then we ran, didn't we?
No.
He said he won't run you because he be hearing
right.
you talk junk.
Yeah, well,
so you ain't got to worry about it.
Mean,
you and Eddie are going to always get away from that dude.
You know, I ain't going to talk to y'all about that man, because he already told me out of his own.
Ryan, real talk.
I can't do no
real
bullshit.
Talk, okay. We'll do this, Ryan. You come over and Sam Cook then.
What?
Since we ain't going to talk about that man, bike. Oh, you run Kiel's on, he right here. Now, still bring your damn money and bring your damn bike.
You know,
we're going to tie your damn ass up. You hear all them damn dams?
I tell you what I do. When I come down there, I'm going to lock in 2 weeks. I'm going to peel Kiel's on, and then I go ahead on and run that other race, too.
All right. LSM man, so you ready?
When you plan on doing that?
Let me check a few things and see when you said my guy gonna be back. So you know what I'm saying? We'll see. Make sure he gonna be back.
Yeah. Me Billy Cool.
Hey man,
you know,
let me
Billy
tell you, let me tell you something, Ryan, man. You come on here, man, and you talk all that stuff, man. Just a minute ago, you acting like you some fucking body else and couldn't tell who you were.
No,
when I caught your goddamn voice.
Listen,
on that. So maybe you need to just jump on a bike. Did you know rules?
It ain't like it,
being
it,
one,
it ain't
one
like
bike rider.
But listen, Sam Cooke. It ain't like I didn't spin when I was testing the bike. It was spinning from. It ain't like I was hooking. We still
yeah,
ran.
I
out.
Know that. We ain't talking
hey.
Jump, but
hey,
we need to go
hey,
and do that and tail run.
Forget all
tail run.
That was in 2000.
I want that money and them damn carbon fiber earrings you got.
When I come home, you know that Jerry Salusa, I just drop some earrings in there every now and then. When I think about it through the week, I just shake them up. You know, them good motherfuckers that leave them in the Salusa. You know what I'm saying? The Jerry Salusa. Yeah. When I think about it through the week, I just go in there and shake it. You know, when you got that good Jerry, you can leave them in there for a month. It ain't going to fade. But, you know, it's gonna fade. That shit gonna turn. It gonna look like copper for real.
Man, let me tell you something, man. Man, what else, man? Man, everybody know goddamn shine and work. Shine and goddamn rhyme. Word ain't shit, man. That way
everybody.
Hey, see, people be scared to say that shit, but I'm always gonna speak my mind, cause man, y'all like I don't want to. Matter of fact. I ain't gonna even talk about last. Y'all just wanna see what y'all gonna goddamn do this year. And if y'all come with that same bullshit this year, man, don't even say nothing to me at no motherfucking track, man.
Man, don't nobody say nothing to you anyway. Don't nobody say nothing to you. You ain't nobody
say
nothing to
me. If y'all come with that same bullshit, goddamn, don't even say nothing to me at no track, man. If I see y'all walking through my trail, I'm getting my yellow tape around my shit, and I'm going in the trail and sit down, because I don't want to see y'all. Like, you know what? You're doing the right thing with the yellow tape. I don't want to see y'all, man.
We're going to kill you.
We got two more callers here, man. We're going to break this up. We got two more callers. They've been on off all. We got 7025.
Yeah, it's
going to
be a murder.
Hey, Roger, you
looking for me, though? They put the yellow tape around it?
Yeah.
Around the crime scene?
Yeah.
What they put?
Roger.
Hey,
yeah.
What I'm
going to
goddamn do?
You looking for me,
cuz? B-more. I'm looking for you,
B-more. Hey, for real, that street tire bike you got, that with the head clutch in it, it really ain't enough.
Yeah.
I really would.
Hey, look here. Don't look at the bike now. You know what I mean? The bike doesn't change it like your bike.
Hey, look. Don't talk about it. Be about it. Don't backpedal when Caleb shake down now.
Look here. I see you at the track, B-more.
How long we been saying it?
You know, we've been saying it since day one, right?
Hey, B-more.
You talking about racing for cheeseburger. I want to race for some motherfucking money.
That's fine.
You talking about we do it for some cheeseburger. I don't want to do it for no cheeseburger. I want to do it for some money.
We'll race for anything you want to race for.
Okay. Like everybody heard
that
it on the air. Marcus, you heard this shit.
Yeah, thank Marcus. Well, we got another caller.
Hey,
here too,
more.
Man. Hold on, Doc.
Huh?
What you think about that pass Chris Moore made?
Against
that daggone bike he raced. It didn't look like a race. He was supposed to win.
But it won't. I mean, it was Mike Willie.
B more, he wasn't supposed to win that race.
I mean, dude was kind of
big.
Hey, let me tell you, Big Boy had been winning all day. You hear me, B more? I'm talking about the bike.
I ain't taking nothing away from either one of them. I'm just saying that it was a nice wheelie.
Man,
if,
the man
if,
wasn't
if,
supposed
if,
to make the dude, man.
To the motor tracks, and you got to race him with his hand now.
Hey, but look, Alex, on some real shit, that yellow bike y'all got, hey, LeVar Chatty going to get you, dog.
Shit. Hey, we might just leave the hand clutch in for that race and Ernie Brown.
Hey,
be
more.
Hey, LeVar wants some, dog.
Oh. I mean, if he gonna get that, we're going to leave the hand clutch in.
We're going to be there.
Alex.
if I got to bring it myself.
Yeah, we just got ourselves an Ernie Brown bike in our camp in the trailer. I said we just got an Ernie Brown bike this week. We just got another bike this week.
Oh shit.
Another Ernie Brown.
Ernie Brown. Dang, B Moore, you got how many Ernie Browns out there?
Oh no, no. Ernie Brown catch you with this bad hand. Believe
Look
that.
Jerry Jones say he got Ernie Brown.
Shit.
I mean Nino. Nino is confused about
Nino.
Yeah,
they got Ninos.
We
ain't
got
no Ernie
bike yet.
Them boys stole my name. They wouldn't race for it.
They stole your name with race for. I told him
you
wanted the name, y'all gonna race for the name, B-more.
Hey, Jerry, B-more. We're gonna have Joe down there too now.
I know. I talked to Joe. Well, I've been calling Joe, but I talked to Butter. And me and Joe probably race at HTP race on the 8th.
You gonna run Joe?
Yeah. If we can't race nobody else, we might as well race each other. We homeboys. It ain't that serious.
Well, we're going to laugh like hell.
And we're going to have a good time while we do it.
All right, guys, we got another caller here. 0070. Here you go. Your line is open.
Hey, you go ahead and mute me, Chris. I'm about to peel out.
Okay, man. All right, we got 9206. Your line is open.
You take him out, Chris. Take him out, Chris. Take him out.
Okay.
What, be more gone?
Yeah, be more gone.
Yeah.
Where Jared Jones at tonight?
Hey.
Hey,
Ryan.
He listening. Waiting for a victim. Mr. Bud Light.
Hey, Sam.
I got a question for you, Bud Light. Man, during the Super Bowl, somebody posed a picture out there of you, man. I guess the second quarter later,
that
man was sleeping.
That nigga know
how to
sit right here and show him.
Man, fuck it. Them motherfuckers, they came over here.
But he didn't
shit,
say that.
I already been cleaning up, getting drunk while I'm cleaning up. And I didn't make it. I didn't make it, Chris.
I see that, man. When they post, I said, my man didn't make it at halftime, man.
Hell no. Too many damn jaws. Too many jaws, too many bills.
Okay.
No, all that money. Y'all got all that money you got.
What that mean?
Shit.
I ain't exactly eating out the garbage can, but I ain't got it like you. But I can find it. I can find it to bet your ass. Because I already know you're going to spend.
Yeah.
I already know you're going to spend. That's what I'm going to bet on.
If I spend, say what you bet?
I'm going to bet that you spend.
Yep. I'm going to bet that I win.
Hey.
Hey, Ryan. Ryan.
Man.
Ryan, put kills on, man. Don't talk to him.
You right.
He's a nobody.
Hey, Sean, let me tell you something. First of all, you don't tell Ryan what to do, man, because you're a has-been rider, and you work for Ryan, dog. You work for Ryan, so shut the hell up, bro.
Ryan, shut the hell up
when grown folks talk.
You're not saying it when me and Alex or somebody be talking, man. He just...
Man, what you come? I let y'all call. I was just gonna ask you a question, man. I really ain't got no business.
Do you
have
me
at
me and Alex talking? Don't be so rude,
son. Hey, Ryan, man, I didn't know you were this motherfucking loud, man.
Hey, you my nigga do when they count their money? They chest swell up. But after they count it, when they pay it off.
Since you talking, let me ask you this question, cuz to peel something up.
So
when y'all was goddamn talking about, some y'all get in the 1,000.
Why are you talking about the same yesterday?
I'm just trying to get an understanding or something. Then I'm gonna be done with it.
Okay.
And when I accepted the race, why y'all didn't give it to me?
Because you didn't accept it when we offered it to you.
But you were here 1 minute.
And wanted to break by the 3:30.
So when y'all go shopping, the first thing y'all want to buy, y'all, that's what y'all buy. Y'all don't look around.
No, when they offered that shit that night and I said I wanted it, then they said they'll give it to anybody.
You know what? We only got one person that said they wanted it, and that was Alan from Mobile, Alabama. Didn't nobody else say nothing.
Man,
did you run Alan? And even when Alan said he'll take y'all in.
Yeah, no, we didn't even want to do that to man like that, man. So we here on a street type bike. Come on, man. Come on, we don't want to do that. You crazy as fuck.
That man was going to take that goddamn race. Another thing, the reason why we didn't do it, because they didn't do it. Hold on.
We didn't do it. We didn't give it to nobody. The race did not happen. That's 2013. Lead us to 2013, man. We talking about 2014. Is you gonna race me?
Yeah.
What kind of race you talking about? Because you know I can't race your ass up.
King Kong versus Killzone.
No, we got that motherfucker God of War. Hey, that motherfucker was that bad. Y'all still got God of War.
Man, who cares about that? We just got God of War. Go on to war, don't scare nobody neither. We will fuck y'all up. Everybody know God of War ain't shit when Bill ain't around.
Okay, well check this out, Killzone. When Bill ain't gonna be around, it means you gonna race each other.
I'll put dust on the bike against y'all.
I ain't talking about you putting nobody on your bike. I'm talking about you. Look here, cuz. Don't be trying to get me. I'll put dust on the bike against you, Ryan.
Hey, you put that out of fear, nigga. I'll tell you what. Look, put somebody on goddamn God of War near my goddamn weight. And what the fuck
man,
you weigh on?
You don't weigh that much, kids. On kids, on you raising everybody. Don't start that, man. Don't start that now. You was raising everybody. Don't start that. You ain't said about no weight. You don't start that.
Man, come on with that.
Don't start that.
Look here, man. I was raising nobody, cuz.
Hey, well, you already know. Okay, so you know you're going to have to ride your bike this year and race people. Why you didn't go on a diet?
Oh, come on, Sean.
Why you didn't go on a diet?
Let me tell you something, Roger. You hear what's going on now? What kind of negotiation? This is Chris Moore negotiating. Do you understand what I'm trying to tell you?
Yeah.
This little bitty man wants to run the big man.
Alex, you're the non-factor, too.
I don't give a damn. I'm the driver. My son, the rider. I'm telling you, Sean, a big man don't raise a little man, man. It's after.
Man, I already told you I put dust on the bike against goddamn Shine. And then you know what? And then we're going to reach out. Please don't come back on Grudge Talk. Please don't come back on Grudge Talk. Y'all ain't going to be able to say shit the rest of the year. And y'all know
okay,
that.
We cool with that. But since I'm so washed up, why you can't do it?
Man, I'm so washed up, why you can't do it? Y'all just, hey, because when I raise y'all, y'all just might hook.
Okay, yeah, there you go, Alex.
You know what, Alex? You might be right. We might not hook, but I know what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna throw that hook in your back.
I told y'all we should have ran you with that ten. Remember?
I told you you weren't gonna hook.
You remember when I was over there and the boy wasn't racing, I was over there mad? I said, we ought to run you with the damn street tie hand clutch bike because your ass going to spin. And you got out there just like you was on the ice. You act like you was on the ice needing the damn snow plow.
Oh, oh, yeah, man, I'm cool
they,
with
they know they don't like no bell ring, man.
Awesome.
Everybody know that shit by now, about
hey,
dog.
Hey,
man.
Hey,
he
was on. Hey.
Yeah.
My hand is better than the slider.
Man, hey, Alex, don't even worry about them two peanut brains, because everybody know they're going to do the same shit they did last year.
Man, they coming out there 95 inches with a wool tie
exactly.
And a bunch of damn money.
Exactly.
Hey, Alex, and then they, you right, Alex. They come out there with a goddamn a bunch of money, an old tie, and praying that they hook. That's better than a motherfucker, man. Somebody bring them a tie.
Hey, I told them, man, ain't nowhere in the hell I ride 980 miles.
See,
to spin and buy people.
Hey, Alex, Shine know it was wrong, man, but he ain't got no say-so. You feel what I'm saying? He knew it was wrong,
yeah.
But he ain't got no say-so.
I know what I'm saying.
He wanted to run, boy. He wanted to run.
I say so me and you run head up, but he told me he wanted me to give you the back tie, so he told me he wanted me to get you. You got it, but I wanted to skin your ass head up.
If you get out of line and speak out of turn again, disconnect your line.
And Look at him.
Me and you in Tweeds. What happened to you? Because I ain't never seen you red like.
You got the wrong markers. Now I ain't never been to Tweeds. This ain't him.
Okay, well, see, that's what I asked when I first got on here.
But
so
I'm from Alabama. I'm from Huntsville, Decatur area.
Okay, well, I mean, you know, well, I got the wrong one. Well, never mind.
But I got an orange 08 booster.
Oh, okay, well, I mean, I ain't worried about you. I know you can't even, you ain't in my class, so y'all can go back and talk.
Ouch.
I mean, I already.
What is your class? What you do? Run street ET or something?
Nah, you. I don't need to talk to you because I.
What the hell are you talking about?
Hey, you run street ET? Come on now.
Hey, yeah. I don't need to talk to you because you talking to the little guys. Let me talk to Ryan and Shine. Ryan.
Hey, let me ask something, Ryan.
That's what I say. The ones that do all that talking ain't gonna do nothing.
Well, you know, you don't need to know me like that. Let me talk to some professionals. Ryan and Shine.
You got it.
May the 10th up there. Y'all gonna be up there in Memphis.
I told Memphis, hell, I ain't get 3 hours from you. I'll be there.
Okay,
hey,
yeah, because
May the tenth.
Yeah.
I'll be
there.
That train ain't no more than 30 minutes from the house.
Okay, now, Ryan, let me ask something now. Is there any way that we can get that race off? I know I'm low budget. Is there any way we can get a race off of 1.5?
That sounds pretty good, but they need it.
You know, I'm just,
take off their head. They come up in March 1st, they're going to need it. They'll do it.
You know, I'm coming up there March the 1st, but these big dogs, I got to run in the quarter with these big dogs.
Oh.
Yeah, I got run the quarter with these big dogs.
Hey,
you want to do something with me with that flat tire?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. And March the first, I heard y'all talking about Chris Moore. He can sit on anything and do this and that. But you tell Chris Moore to come see me March the first. Tell him to come see me. Y'all may be scared of him, but I ain't scared of Chris Moore. I done beat him. He up under my belt.
What about Nino Brown?
Oh, man. Say what now?
What about Nino Brown?
You know, Brown, I mean, it's going to be up there. The bike going to be up there. We just calling it like we see it with that bike. You know, if somebody want to run us, just come up to the camp, you know, and just call us, you know.
Who is that built? It sounded like them on that belt.
Since you want to go ahead and do me, why don't y'all come down here to Bad Oster in April and go ahead and do me then before May? Go ahead and do me then.
They won't act like they're doing something.
Tell them,
CC,
they will pop your cherry for the day.
Say what
now? I tell you what, I'll be in Bad Oster for sure.
I mean, you know.
It looks like I might be. Hey, what's March?
I ain't coming no damn man cup. I already heard you don't get no passes. Listen, man, we talking about the track, we talking about the race where you don't get no passes. Man cup, whatever the fuck, that's what I heard. Well, man, I ain't got nothing to do with that. What I'm saying is, Ryan, if you want to race me, let's don't wait to May. Come down here in April, and we'll make it right. What? You tell me how much you want to run what? For, and if I can't cover that, then you ain't got to come.
Yeah.
I mean, how much you trying to run for?
Well, we talk about that. You know what I'm saying? You know, ain't no problem. It's a dime or better. You know.
A dime or better.
Yeah.
You ain't gonna run. A dime
really,
ain't no 1.5.
No, really. Really, a dime or better. Who you don't race with the last 5 years for that?
Thank you.
Hey,
that motherfucker can come down here and get that dime. I tell
come
you
on,
that.
Come on,
man.
That's too much.
Hey, he bring
hey, man,
that damn gone to war or any of that shit. He can get the better with that dime. You got that? You can get the better side of the dime.
Man, he hollering out numbers, man. See that's what I don't like, man. Everybody
you
come out
come on,
and get ready.
Look, hold on. This is what you said. You said if I come out and get ready for
he run his bike
for
what he want to run his bike for.
You ask me how much I want to do it for. And what you
said.
Hey, he run his bike for what he want to run it for.
Yeah, you run it for
that. He get his ass busted.
You know what? You know what, Alex, I'm going to tell him like this. He might as well stay up there because I ain't running for that. I ain't in it to make no living.
No, I ain't in it to
make
right, shit.
That's right,
y'all, CC. Hey, but I'm going to tell you what. We got that dime covered with a 50-cent piece. Yes, sir.
Thank you, sir.
That motherfucker's covered. That dime can't get out from that 50-cent piece.
Hey, y'all can go ahead and race
that,
man.
That sounds good. Anytime you lock in, it's Christmas.
Kill don't got the same opportunity all the rest of us. We roll together.
Hey, cut.
Yeah.
That's what I like to do on a regular. You hear me? On an average day, you'll catch me with this.
Yeah, I mean, that's you. That's you.
Yeah.
I got to build my pockets up to that. Because you know what? I don't want to see yourself with a 9mm to your head after I beat the drawers off of you, right?
For what?
Okay.
For what?
Okay.
I got horses down there that I got sitting in the motherfucking
room. Man, you ain't got nothing that nobody else ain't had. You ain't said nothing.
Come on, man. Don't make that man tell what he got, man.
Man,
no,
look,
I don't understand.
I was like, motherfucker, you really out of the house looking like that? Hey, real talk, dog. We were ready to run.
We ready to run,
we
bro.
We couldn't have got all that damn money they had.
Hey, Ryan.
But I ran to you.
I don't want to sit on his back tire.
I know you want to sit on my back tire. I know you do.
I'm going to sit on your back tire because I just don't believe you know when to pull off. I just really don't believe you know when to pull off. I got to sit at your back tire.
Man, hey, Paul. Hey,
hey, hey.
Hey, Paul, you going to win that race, man. No more that boy that's talking out
of turn.
Cut him off, Chris.
Go to the corner, Kia Zone, and stand up in the corner until we tell you it's time to come out.
Man, what y'all really need to do is go rethink what y'all are doing. Cause
you know what
I'm saying?
Kia Zone, they ditch diggers.
I told you this.
They're going to dig their own grave.
Hey, man, you can go sit back and take that money, man. Look here, man. Hold up, everybody. Alice, give me one second here. Hold up, y'all, everybody. Listen to me good. Hold up, Kia Zone. Listen. Man, all y'all can do is raise us. Y'all gonna either pay us or we gonna pay y'all.
That's
hard to understand.
Shit. Hey, I love y'all. Cause y'all motherfuckers, hey, when I went home, man, I had the biggest damn smile on my face. And I said,
but you know, you can also go home with a frown on your face.
Hey, hey, hey. And every time I see the movie Dumber and Dumber, I can't think about nothing but y'all playing.
Dumber and Dumber. That's cool.
But hey, I'm going to tell you something, though. A winner don't quit. And that's why I tell boys.
Hold on, Alice. I can tell you this right here, though. Keep watching TV. Just keep watching TV.
Man, that shit is fucking reality, man. That ain't no damn just on TV. We talking about Shine and Ryan. That reality.
Hey, man, you didn't make it out the third grade, man. Hey, you crazy. You didn't make it out the third grade, man. And a lot of folks think I be joking, man. But, man, listen, Ryan and Shine, y'all some cool guys, man. But on the real, man, take y'all bills to the track, man, because y'all can't fucking comprehend without goddamn y'all bills, man. All you got to do is go put that car, go get that car title you got, or go get that truck title, that 77,
man, who
that truck
you got.
Man,
who want
I know he ain't gonna have the money to bet on, man, but I want him to bring that truck that he pulled that trailer with to the track, and when I whoop him, I want him to give us a title to it. We're gonna make a barbecue grill, a barbecue pit out of it. We're gonna barbecue at the back of it.
Yeah, man, we're gonna make a barbecue grill out of it.
Don't let them vehicles act like that, man. I got a fucking oil cam. Hey, Alex, I want to say something to Ryan and Shine. I may not have the money that y'all got, but I'm willing to do this. And everybody know I done went through my drama as far as with mechanics and stuff, but I'm willing to do this. If y'all come to Valdosta, awesome. Y'all come off the truck. I put up my title to Caesar against y'all title to that piece of garbage y'all got, and we'll do it like that, and we're going to see who can afford
to move.
Come on, man. Y'all don't do nothing like that. Ain't no jump, man. I'm not in a jump, dude. Okay. You bought a bike for Chris Moore. Why the hell ain't you like this? Wait, hold on, Alice.
Let me tell you something. I may not have a lot of stuff, but I do own what I got. and I'm willing to put that up.
I understand. Don't downgrade me like that, man.
Hey, Ryan, let me tell you something, man.
I went down if he ain't got an earring in his ear. What?
Hey, you ain't coming down on March 1st, and Ryan coming down and let Chris go ride the bike. Real talk.
You know, if we come, I'll be there. They ain't coming, man, because Ryan said they may. You know Ryan,
we might come, man. You know, you never can tell about us, Alex. You know, they didn't think we'd come to their last race, but we showed up there with them.
Hey, I just want to know, because if y'all come, I'm going to stick my slide in my bike and tell y'all ass up.
Okay, well, keep on. Keep on thinking.
Huh?
We can't stop you from thinking, but we sure can.
No, but, hey, I got some hand glove braces. I'm going to leave the hand glove in that bitch, because I got a rider now.
Hey, if you want to talk about Lil Dust,
you better say one thing about that bitch. He shift his bikes his own. He use his clutch. He ride his floppers.
That's good.
He do it all.
That's good, man. You know how long ago I was
going
to
And you know what, though, Shane? A mother of mouths is some bitch like me and you to do our strategies and talk all that shit. That don't rally him.
Man,
so,
it don't make no difference about rallying because you know what?
So what I'm saying
all,
is,
it's all
you ain't coming to my
first.
Because I want you to come because I like your crazy ass. And I like Ryan.
Yeah, you do.
Even though he's a damn money giver, who the hell
man,
don't
I'm
like a motherfucker with a bet?
And you just saying
hey,
you just like them
but
you
I told
like
everybody,
dude, you be taking them dudes
let's
money.
Take his money. That mother gonna get away. We might well get it. Don't
that's
let
right.
you get
you're right. You're right. Alex, you're right. It's just like I'm watching
hey, he gonna
going
get healed
yeah.
or get
yeah.
or we gonna get healed. That's the way it's gonna go. But I guarantee you, every dollar that fucker paid us when we beat him, spent. So, fuck it.
That's right. That's right, Alex. You got the right idea. Given it, you're supposed to take it.
Hey, Sean.
It can't do nothing. It can't do nothing.
Hey,
put a
hey,
plug
hey,
in
Sean,
your pocket.
How raise it go?
That's a what?
I'm going to tell you. Because Mark, we beat Mark out of so much money every day. But then one day that motherfucker came out there and beat us. Boy, did he take all us to the cleaners. You know, you for real. That's where it goes, man. Like you, man. A clown don't stay a clown forever if he keep on trying. If you give up, then you left out as a clown. But if you keep on trying, sooner or later you gonna stumble up on what you need to.
You hear that, kids? On so keep on trying, kids. On sooner or later you'll get your fourth grade.
You can't say that.
You can't say that.
Ryan won the damn race, he should have bought your bike, Kills. He put Shine on your bike, he did great.
They can run, but they can't hide. We'll get them, mate.
You know what,
we'll
Ryan,
get them, mate.
You know what, Ryan? They right. They right, Ryan. We might should have bought it. Because, you know, we do need an extra pit bike to push us back and forth.
Yes.
Wow.
Y'all be pushing that bitch for God of War, I'm going to tell you that.
And still, you know, Killzone had his bike made with some vice grip. He was pushing that bike with all that. Killzone paid all that money for God of War and still ain't made it out of the track. Look him. And look him. Killzone was adjusting his slider with some vice grips. So, yeah, that's real good. We want that.
Yeah. Man, whatever the fuck you said, I want to adjust no fucking, never with no fucking vice grip.
Yeah, he had some vice grips adjusting his slider. So, yeah, we want that. Whatever you say, Ryan. We want Parker bike because it's got like a 5,000 delay in the skin. We get the bike, you won't Parker bike too. You know, Ryan, we want Parker bike too because when the tree comes down with Parker bike, it's got like a 5-second delay.
Before it take off.
Yeah, before it take off, it got like a 5-second delay.
So you know, once you bump in the beam
and the light gets you ready to come on, you just let his button go. By the time the light come on and get yellow and green back again, he gonna put off on his own. You ain't got to worry about it. Just let the button go. It ain't gonna red light. It ain't gonna red light. No sir. It's red light proof. It's stupid proof.
Yeah, you see it in red light, bitch. It didn't go at the right time, but
put it in.
If Sean Vaught could run like his mouth, boy, they'd be unstoppable.
Man, pause.
Yeah.
Pause. I promise you, man.
Billy pulled a puppet string.
And then everybody come out them guys, man. Come out there, you got their all that know what to do. They still go to the man like they best friends and shit. You still got their ass. That's okay. Hey, kids on. Hey, we haven't woke you up in the middle of the night, so we need some money, borrow some money. Y'all ain't getting shit from me, goddamn. It's everybody. How much did everybody? Y'all didn't even buy that money. It don't matter. How much we paid or who we paying it to? How much have we asked you for? It don't even matter. I'm trying to find out, man. That's what I thought. Sean, so you're not coming to ride the damn motorbike, right?
You're not coming to ride the street dive bike.
I don't know what I may do.
Hey, Ryan. Hey, how the hell you keep on buying all these ragged ass goddamn bikes? And what I'm trying to say, you're a good bike. Come buy a real bike. Come buy a Sean. Sean. Don't we sell good bikes? Don't them motherfuckers work when you come ride them. Come down here, ride the bike, and get what you're supposed to get. Quit buying them bikes from everybody else, man.
Hey, Alex, I got a question for Ryan. Ryan, I got a question for you. This custom cut. Sir. Sean.
Yeah.
Hey, let me ask you a question now. If a person run y'all for 10, in general, if a person run y'all for 10, would
okay.
y'all be willing to run that race back for 10? I mean, you know, that's what I'm saying. I mean, you bet.
If we whoop you,
pot.
Listen.
Stop with the joking. If y'all sit out there and lose 10, are y'all willing to put up another 10 to run that race back?
Because if we run the bike down through there for 10 and run you, everything go right and the bike run where it's supposed to run, and you beat us, what we look like running you back for 10 and we know we can't beat you. But if something happens, or if I do something, if we figure we can fix the bike, yes, sir, we're going to get right back up there.
So why y'all didn't run the boys from North Carolina again once they beat y'all?
Because he couldn't win, that was number one. They couldn't adjust to the track. No. It didn't matter if make a fuck if he would adjust to the track.
It wasn't that.
Hold on, I got one question for Alex. Alex, listen, if we had a first guy at Rockingham and our bike had been hooked in Alex, do you think y'all would have got more than one race out of us? This is crazy. He won't have to. I think we'd have beat y'all so bad the first race that y'all won a race no more. How much did y'all run for Alex? How much did y'all run for?
None of you did.
No, it was more than that, what you talking about. Let them show. Okay, but you know what? If Pocket was that bad, they would have ran it. They got a seed pot going on, like real talk. You know what I mean? I'm just saying, I ain't trying to be funny or nothing.
No, we ain't talking about it. When them fuckers put a pot on you, you better come up with it, or you ain't getting no race.
What I'm saying is, if they thought they had a gravy train, they would have got right back out there. That's what I'm saying. Hold on.
And then my bike went down to Willie. It was still Willie when it went down the track. So I got to detune my bike. That means my bike ain't going to win the number that it's supposed to. Fuck that. I
yeah, that's the same excuse you made in Phoenix City, man. Come on, every track is supposed to make the same.
Come on, man.
You can't run as fast as you run. Chasing numbers, man. If one bike ain't running right because the track ain't right, then the other bike slow down.
Hey,
We ain't down there. Even me and Cup Cut ain't down there goddamn far.
Man, somebody sounds just like Dip on his phone, man.
No, but I heard of a lot of people racing for $1,500 pots, $1,000 pots, and they yell out, 10 bands? Come on, man. Come on, man.
Come on, $1,500, man. By the time you catch that gas money to get to where you're going, and buy gas and nitrogen, you done spent that. Come on, cousin.
Okay, wait.
Sean,
make it 10.
Hey, Sean. What about the girl buy for Chris Moore? That he had a boost.
I hope that burger.
Somebody want to race y'all with that bike. Ryan.
What?
They trying to run that bike. Y'all bought for Chris Moore.
What's it called?
We ain't buying for Chris Moore.
Who trying to race, man?
Hey,
Sean.
Yeah, we
won't
run that
rack.
Hey,
anything
you don't
know,
we won't do it.
Sean, this comes because what I don't understand is Katrina and 2D ran each other for 2.5. A
piece.
That was a deal because they ran off the trailer.
That's the only reason they ran for that little money because
if I run y'all off the trailer, what's that gonna cost me?
It ain't gonna cost you nothing because we ain't running you off the trailer. We told you what it's gonna cost you and what we gonna do to you.
No. Damn. I'm saying if I come to Memphis to y'all backyard.
Uh-huh.
You know what you hear me, Chris?
Yes,
you know what custom cut? You know what custom cut? It's gonna cost you about a nickel off the trailer.
Computer.
Custom cut.
A nickel off the trailer. Man, y'all must be crazy, man. Never mind, I read somebody else.
Hey, custom cut, let me tell you this, man. Custom cut. Let me tell you something. Them guys didn't even run one trailer all the way to Phoenix City, wasn't even gonna run two for that much. You see what I'm saying? They just know that if they lose to you, it's over with. And they know what's going on. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Listen at the same time.
Hey, CC.
Yeah.
Let me clear up that rumor you got right there. This Eugene. Yeah, let me clear that up for you. You said we ran for 25. The only reason we ran for the 25 because the offer came to us and asked us, would we run him for that because it was just him and his brother and that's all they had. And since we wasn't getting that race, so we just said, okay, we'll just go ahead on and run you for that.
Okay, but what I'm saying is my point was is that if them big bikes like that can do it, what makes these guys so good? They got to run for 10
but
bands.
The only reason they did it like that because they were both at the track already. Both of them wanted to make test passes. So they said, well, what the hell, man? Let's go on again. Let's try something right here off the trailer. Let's why they did it like that.
The only way I can race somebody like y'all, I got to just spur of the moment, y'all. I got to spur of the moment.
That's how they did it.
Wait, hold on, Ryan.
No, listen, Ryan, since you already said that, I thought you told us we was gonna be the first race for you this year.
Cool.
Didn't you tell Steve that we supposed to be the first race this year?
Who's gonna be first this year?
I said, didn't you tell Steve that we was gonna be first this year?
Who is we?
With Katrina.
Huh?
Didn't you tell us that we was gonna be the first one you run this year with Katrina?
Huh?
Did I tell Feed that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, man, Feed kind of talked about something like this.
Okay, so that changed now?
No, they ain't got to change.
So we'll be glad to take that. We'll be glad to take that bet.
See, you know what I'm talking about. So me and Steve talk about it, it can happen. And we are happy. You know what I'm saying? It ain't no problem. But I'm not expecting. I told him personally that, you know what I'm saying, he can get it.
Okay.
And I meant that. He also told
you
that I thought
they
have a good number, too, didn't he?
I didn't hear what you said.
I said he told you I thought
they
have a good number, too,
didn't he? Well, we go. Hey, you know, we don't give a damn about the number. The number is
okay. That's all we need to do. You see, that's what I'm talking about. It's some more lies out there.
That's the least part.
The champion been all over the world to everybody's racetrack, to everybody's backyard.
I'm gonna go ahead and tell y'all, when I beat Ryan, he'll never get another race from me again. I'm gonna cover his pot. You'll never get another race. Once I drag you, you'll never get another race from me.
You'll be two for the rest of the year.
You'll never get another race from me. I'm gonna let you wear that for the rest of your life.
When we beat you at that 10, you sure nothing gonna get back out there.
Okay.
Hey,
Because they already don't want to goddamn race you because they know we're going to have
to win. Why he got to say something, man? How much is he betting?
Don't worry about it. I'm just telling how y'all operate.
That's what I figured.
Y'all know
that's
how
what
operate,
I
man.
Come on, that's what I figured, man. You ain't going to bet nothing, man.
I can't say what you got, but you ain't going to bet nothing. Y'all this year.
Okay.
Let me tell y'all something, man. Anytime somebody get fired with Kawasaki, Suzuki, Yamaha, they washed up. Shine, you washed up, man. You back down here with us, man. You turtle.
Okay, that's cool.
I'm gonna let everybody in on a little secret right here. That's the reason why they're trying to buy the pot against me.
You can't beat me doing but one thing.
I tell you this right here. I done got more wins on my motorcycle than you have on Ryan's motorcycle.
You ain't won a race, partner.
Listen, Shine. One thing that you can't change in life, you will always be shorter than me, or you will always have to look up to me, boy.
That's cool. That's fine. But the only thing you can beat me doing is win them race.
Yeah. Okay. We'll see.
You can't beat me doing nothing else.
We'll see.
Win them race.
Hey, Shine.
Yeah.
I wonder why we get on here, man. We strap nothing like this, man.
Man, because these people don't feel too bad. They don't feel so bad.
You know what it is? I begin to think it's jealousy, man. You know what I'm saying?
First of all, you can take that jealousy shit out of there.
Man, we talking about motorcycle. We ain't talking about no club.
Then they were talking nowhere, so I walked in there with my fist. And ever since then, I was shooting 2,500, then 2,500 on the point. And he ended up making about a $15,000 10 on them niggas.
Hey, Ryan, I'm gonna tell y'all this right here. Now, this custom cuts talking, I don't want nobody to get it screwed up with nobody else. That's the story of every street legend that's been out there. Man, you a fool with money, and I'm gonna take it from you, and I'm gonna put you on the shelf. You're gonna be out of grudge racing by the end of this year.
Hey, that's a promise.
Let me tell you what I saw a lot of people do over the past years at the lowest point of their grudge racing life.
Hey, Kills on, one thing I like about that they can't say about me this year, they ain't said nothing about my team that they ain't there for me. You know, last year y'all could talk about my team, but not one time tonight have they said anything about who I'm with now.
Man, we didn't even know you had a team. They show you what we think about them. We didn't even know you had a team. Is that what you call that, a team? I thought that just some clowns from the neighborhood you had helping you out there.
Oh, so you saying the team I'm with now, clowns? You saying the team I'm with now, clowns?
You got a clown on the motorcycle, and you got two or three clowns helping you get the motorcycle to the line. All y'all clowns.
No. So you mean to tell me.
With all them colors, all y'all need to do is put some big red noses on. Them kids have a blast out there with y'all.
Okay.
Yeah, y'all were clowns. You didn't know y'all were clowns? Man, look what you look like the last couple of passes down the track.
One thing about it, I don't struggle. I don't beg nobody to ride nothing. You the one out there begging. Ryan, look, if Ryan leaves the picture tonight, you'll have nobody to ride for.
You got enough motorcycles to ride your whole family.
Yeah, right.
Bring that blue paper to the back. We can put the babies on four wheelers and everything.
Look here. Hey, Kills on, what color the envelopes when you get a title or anything that it comes in the mail? What color is it? It's a light blue envelope. Bring that to the track, Shine. You don't own nothing. You probably don't even own your own life. Shine don't know what no title look like, man.
You got to be talking to Ryan about that.
I don't know what no title look like.
I need to bring a title for? Who y'all?
And his owner don't either. And his owner don't either.
Y'all must be with the IRS.
Hey, Ryan.
Hey, Ryan, put JT on that bike, man, if you want to make some money.
Who you going to put on your
Dust, little Dust.
Where you put him on?
Dust, he's gonna get fucked up too. Well, I'm just saying, goddamn.
Hey, hold on a second. I got something for you.
I just be trying to help people out when I see them too far gone, man.
Send some money. Look, you got something for me. Send some money to the mail.
You want to have some?
Hey, 10 bands.
No, ain't nobody.
10 bands.
He's looking in the application. Sean, you need to go put in an application
right. And
you
know what?
Ain't nobody telling you shit.
Right now, Kia's on. Right now, I'm in Kingsville, Texas. In my truck, with my trailer, and my freight in it. Where you at, Kia's on?
Oh, man, goddamn home, goddamn getting ready for
yeah,
work.
Yeah, with a box of
tests
to work tomorrow. And you done cleaned every bone. You had a two-piece chicken dinner. You done cleaned every bone in the box.
You got damn so right, because
hey,
I'm enjoying it.
Hey,
because I'm enjoying seeing y'all get y'all ass.
Hey, well,
hey,
Sean.
Go down there and watch the truck and trailer.
Hey, Sean. Ryan, Sean, I got a surprise for y'all real quick. Y'all just hold on one second. Hold on. I got someone coming
man,
on real quick.
You
hold
ain't
on.
Got nothing, man. You roadkill, man. I ran over 4 or 5 of you last night. You roadkill, man. You nothing.
Hey, yeah, what's going on, man?
Man, I see now, man. I didn't know you was as petty as you are.
Do you know how what now?
As petty as you are.
Man,
you
really
you
know, don't know me, bro.
Nah,
hey.
I'm serious, man. You whine too goddamn much, man. You
nah,
whine
man.
Like
hey,
girl,
hey,
man.
Hey,
you know,
let me tell you something, right?
I had a little respect for you. You know,
hey, Ryan.
I felt sorry for you, them niggas were picking on you like that. But now I see,
oh, no,
man.
Hey, one thing about me, I want everybody to understand that I know it's a lot of people listening tonight. I never ask for help for nobody outside of my home team. I never ask nobody to do nothing for me.
You know what,
Listen to me. Let me finish my statement. What I'm saying is that, man, when I take a loss, I take a loss. When I take a win, I take a win, man. But y'all seem like y'all trying to buy a pot. Are y'all scared of me? Y'all really think I can't come up with that kind of money? Y'all think I can't come up with that kind of money, man? I mean, y'all been talking all night.
I'm not saying that you can't come up with it, but there ain't a whole lot of money to come up with.
Hell, yeah, I don't know. Hey, from a broke, speaking from a broke man's point of view, that's a lot of money. If I come up with it, I win it.
What I'm saying is, you are like giving people a job, and you can't even pay 10. You know, they don't look that much in cash. I'll put you up there.
Well, say what you want to say. When I come up with the money, just don't feel like I'm trying to call you out in front of everybody. All right, when I throw it on the ground in front of them dirty Jordans you got on, you know.
You crazy.
Ryan, I don't want you to take this the wrong way, but I done came past a lot of fools with a lot of money.
Whatever you want to be called.
Hey, Van Chess, Hey, Patrick, I'm going to let you know, bro. I ain't got to come on your show, man.
I really want to shoot me again, man.
This is my last time on your show.
Y'all wanting to race every damn buddy? Well, there's a man right there. Let's get it all out of the way.
Possum, what you want to do, Possum? Since you called us somebody.
Man, you know I ain't got nothing for you, so. Hey, I ain't got nothing for you.
You ran
Lil Richard.
You ran Lil Richard.
I can't run you. I can't run God of War. You crazy. You must have stayed.
Hey, Charlotte.
Hey, Charlotte.
You might as well sit on that blue bike and run him on his flat.
Possum,
he did that. He did that with Lil Richard. You might as well do it. Shit.
Man, look at him, man.
Hey, Paul.
It's bad to say, man. Hey, Ryan, tackle box slid across the fence line on top of his bike in front of dude, man.
Oh,
he
whatever, man.
Bike,
I was on the damn break.
You
okay.
Was on the what?
Okay.
You were still in the back? You was in
hey,
the back. Let him run BML heads up.
Man, why is he standing tall? Hey, Chris,
hey,
look at him.
Look at
him. I'm hanging up, man. I ain't lying. I ain't trying to talk to him. He ain't talking about nothing. See, that's
man,
just like my little kid. That's just like my little kid.
Yeah, we're trying to talk to these folks. Now, look here.
Yeah.
Now, Father, so you said the man is on the phone with the man already told us, if we want to book a race, if we tell him to race his bike, can't nobody book nothing but him. That's why we ain't listening to nobody. Because the man already told us. We talked to him.
All right, guys. We got another call here. 2640. Your line is open.
Man, we got all these on the phone, man. Then talking about letting the man just off Possum trying to get something out.
Man
of
on
phone.
The phone.
So he's scared to death. Possum scared to death, man. I don't know what to tell
him. Hey, hey, we told him in 2013 that it was over with. You hear me? Ain't nobody
yeah.
Saved in 2014, but Eddie came. And look, if Eddie needs bag up, and it's some little chunk down there, he can't handle him. All he got to do is call his big brother. Goddamn it.
Now,
I'm like his big brother.
I'm telling you something else. Possum, you know what Ryan said about you earlier. You know what you're doing.
Huh?
You know what you're doing. You know what he said you were doing. You said you lose weight. You know what you
got to
do to
me.
I understand you, man.
Yeah, you know.
See, and then one thing about a fella, I don't try to make no enemy. You know what I'm saying? I want to get him. Now, if you mad with me because I want to get him, I'm in the wrong being to be. Or you in the wrong being to want.
Well, you ain't going to have to worry about money on this side. You can believe
well,
that.
Well, no, it ain't the money thing. It's because I want to race for what I want to race for.
That's an argument with other people.
For what I want to
But you don't hear me arguing that point. I'm not arguing that point.
Okay.
I feel that way.
You know, we got all these other crafts done it, and cheerleaders and all kinds of females on the long hair.
But I agree. But listen, I said I feel you on your point, but I also agree with his point. Some camps don't run for that. And you
okay,
got to prove
man,
it.
But listen, if you know what I run for and I know what you race for, why should I even try to call you out then?
Because you already did.
I might well be like that's up to that point where I'd be able to say it to then, huh?
That's right. You know what they say. If you can't play with the big dogs, stay on
the
little court.
That don't mean they're not big dogs.
See, and then
if anybody
that got a fast bike or supposed to be fast bike, ain't nothing cheap about them if they break. It costs money to run them bikes. And $1,500 or $2,000 ain't gonna fix or run no bike.
But I see that point too, man. You gonna shake down three times? You might as well get in the lane and make money off that shakedown. See, since you're balling like that, that's what they're saying.
You shake it down. You shake it down so you can run for the big money because you want to make sure your machine is what it's supposed to be. That's the purpose of shaking down.
There you go. So it shouldn't be nothing for you to run. I mean, I'm not.
Why are you gonna shake down with $2,000 and kill your chance on making $8,000? Why would you do that?
Wow.
Possum, skunk, rabbit, bull, funny, whatever the hell you're going to be.
Well, that's what you should have been.
We just call you Rusty.
You should have been on your shit down before you ran the Richard. So you won't be sitting up there looking up in the bleachers.
You fine, buddy.
No, shakedown.
You fine?
A shakedown couldn't help him. A shakedown couldn't help him what he did, Ryan. That had nothing to do with no shakedown.
I tell you what, since I can't race and I can't ride, find me a fair race, get your ass on the bike that's fair,
and find out how bad
I'm going to let you say both of us look the same way, and I'm going to let you save your back tie. Both of us look the same way. I'm going to let you save your back tie.
Yeah, but we don't run the same way neither, so that's just
yes,
a dead talk. That's
yeah, we
just
do.
Dumb talk. That's just
right,
you're
like
talking dumb.
Hold on.
Let me ask you this,
Bob. What if we put you in that lane and let you hit?
Put me in
what lane?
We're
going to put you in that lane.
I tell you what. In the quarter mile and get a hit.
Yeah.
And I can't see. You'll be done caught me by the 8 mile. That's not stupid. I already got that.
Everybody knows this dumb talk, man.
Damn, Stevie popped me in the back of the head if I took that race.
No, he wouldn't. He wouldn't.
Hey, Stevie.
So
yeah.
We didn't get him a 5-4 old with.
Hey, I saw you had that suit on Facebook for sale. How much for the shoes?
I mean, I don't understand what you asking. You want my shoes? I only had the suit for sale. I mean, what's really going on? I mean, are you trying to get some people? Are you trying to tell you something?
You don't need no shoes or no suit.
No, hey, I tell you what. Let's do this right here. How much is it going to cost for me to run you? Since you want to be funny.
All you got to do is get down here on 8. You got all the action you want.
No, I mean, I'm going to tell you, the weather's so bad everywhere.
I'm going to send a hide off your head, boy. I'm going to send your ass like you had four legs.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, the weather's so bad everywhere.
The weather's good down here right now.
Yeah.
It's good right now here.
You get down here, you got room and board and gas paid. Now get your ass down here on the eight number. Somebody's phone echoing. What about now?
You got room and board. I will pay for your gas and get
you down there. Can I answer that question?
Yeah, answer. Go ahead, answer. Hurry up for Chris Shepard's house.
I am going on a cruise that weekend. I will not be in town.
Oh, Lord. Oh,
man.
You ain't getting enough of a fishing boat. Look, one thing about that. Y'all can't argue with that. I posted tickets. I am going to the Bahamas. I'm going for fun in the sun.
Where you going? The Bahamas and Royal Tan, Belize and Wells, Grand Cayman Island.
I can't make it. I'm just asking. Y'all trying to be funny. Why don't you make it Monster first or make it in Memphis?
Hold on. Man, I don't go out there and run no motherfucking little old half ass motherfucking racetrack. I gotta let that big motherfucker breathe.
I ain't got no motherfucking Shetland pony. I got a man. Memphis got a quarter mile track. Why I gotta wait till May
when I can get a hold of your ass in motherfucking March?
Because it ain't what you want to do. This ain't NHRA.
You still ducking that ass, whoop. Look at him, man. Don't worry about what I did over there. Hey, you go look at your history books, boy. I'm the first black to win an NHRA. Don't worry about it. Hey, everybody. There you go. Guinness Book of World Records. Listen, son. We should have been talking to this boy, son. We was out there dragging that boy shitting in diapers when we was out there racing. I tried to tell him.
I know he want to cut the doodle braids off and get the low cut like we got. I know he want to do. But he's shame. He's shame.
That boy fan with talking toys and shitting in diapers.
Yeah,
he was out there making money.
I had a snotty nose, man. Who was out there on motorbike?
Let me ask you something, Michael. Okay, now this is the thing. If I was doing that, some of the same boys that beat you on Sunday on TV is my age. So they the same way.
This is what I'm finna tell you. But guess what? I'm paying this out of my pocket. They got major sports. I'm doing this out of my pocket, ghetto style.
straight out of my pocket.
Yeah,
they got major
no,
manufacturing.
Yeah, hey, listen.
What you
got to
say
thing.
About that?
That's
well, you get you
thing.
One to come out there. You get
that's
you one to come
thing.
Out there and see how long you last. Get you one to come out there and see how long you last. I've been doing this. I've been doing this
21
years.
Hey, I tell you this right here. You don't win on Sunday. I give you $200 to buy your meal.
What you say? You give me $200 to what?
To buy you a meal.
A meal? That's one thing I don't need, boy. That's one thing I don't need. A meal? Hey, I'm plenty. I tell you what. You'll see me hanging down. Them men are through. Them dudes are through. Passes at you and you running. You running all through the woods.
I don't roll the horse that you own. I don't roll the horse.
I ain't gonna run that one. But you got action with that one. He already told you what he wanna do for a nigga.
No. Let me correct you. I done told the whole crew what the deal is.
Pee Wee, you still on
him?
Yeah, I'm on him.
I'm on him.
When you was on that last week, what that man told week four last, what that man told you? What that man told you? Tell him a nickel or better, didn't he?
Whatever he wanted to do it for, we gonna end this tonight. Henry, call my phone. Henry, we finna end this tonight. Get it straight, Pee Wee. I ain't got to argue about that. I'm talking about that. We heard him. He ain't stuttering. Man, call me. All right, look, I ain't got no child. We got another caller here, man. We got
7423, your line is open.
Let me tell you something, I don't know where you get that shit from, but you all wrong.
7423 line is open. That involves, man.
Who's this supposed to be, owner or something? You know.
Yeah, that's right.
This is Geronimo,
owner, the one you're looking for.
Okay, what we got going on?
What you want to do?
The cup race, the man cup race. Let's get it on.
We ain't coming to no man cup race. We ain't coming to that little boy. We can't even race.
No,
come on, man. Come on, I can't come February.
I tell you what, we all going to Memphis. We all coming to Memphis.
Well, and you know what? That's a bet. You talking about May the 10th?
Yeah,
I really don't want to wait that long.
Wait, hold on. Henry, we come. Y'all coming May the 10th?
Yeah, we'll be there.
Okay, well, let's do it. No, listen, we don't need nobody else to talk. It's the two owners on the phone.
Don't you worry about what's going on over here. Now, you control Caesar. We got this over here.
Hey, we can
do it. You know what? Go ahead and talk then. Since y'all talking for Henry, y'all go ahead and talk. Go ahead.
I'm going to let you
in. Henry don't do no talking.
No, the man just want to go ahead and get your stuff together. Hey, Mike.
Hold on, one thing. Go ahead, Henry.
I already told him this was gonna go down. So this ain't no kind of secret.
Oh, you gotta put it out.
Okay.
This ain't no kind of secret. I already told him we were just trying to find a place for it to go down. But if he wanted to go down to Memphis, it'll go down. It ain't nothing but a race. I told him that.
What we dancing for? We're dancing for 2-5. I'm going to let him talk about that. I tell you what, me and you going to put the 2-5 out of our pocket and we're going to do at least 5 on the side. You know what, that's a bet. We can at least do that.
In Memphis, May the 10th, we can at least do that.
Man, look.
I think the grown men on the phone right now already know what he's talking about. So ain't no need for all that. We already know what he's talking about.
We need to lock in that 2-5.
No, ain't no, you know what? I'm going to tell you this right here. I already told Henry that I'm going to run him. So it ain't no secret. It ain't no secret, bro. Y'all act like y'all got somebody on the phone that I ain't even talked to. Already I talked to him.
Hey, I tell you, I bet too. Is there any kind of way me and you can run this race before March the 10th?
Yeah, I said in April, I was telling everybody tonight that we can run this race in April if you want to.
We can do this before then. I don't think the weather's gonna permit it this way. You know, come on down here. I ain't finna sugarcoat it with you right here, but
I don't even think I can make it down that way. I understand if y'all can't make it this way, we'll just have to wait to Memphis. I mean, if it's going to be like that. I mean, we'll wait to Memphis. I'm coming.
Look, this is this. You said a weekend we coming up there, and this is what we're going to do. We're going to run it. We're going to run it at your home track.
Yeah.
Then what we're going to do is we're going to run it my home track.
So, I mean, how we gonna do that? I mean, y'all come up here in April.
My home track is in. Hey, Chris, when you got a race in North Carolina?
Well, we actually got the Louisiana Roundup later on this week. Oh, sometime.
Well, we can do it. Now. That's fine.
I think it's a setting. I'm just saying, have y'all figured out something? I mean, if I had to make the money right, I mean, I made the money right, but I ain't finna be coming all, you know, every which way. I mean, I'm pretty sure y'all gonna come over here at least one time. If y'all come over here, man, it's a race. It ain't no thing. Everybody know me. I mean, y'all know me. Y'all know I'm a run.
Yeah, we know you're gonna run. We're trying to stop you from running.
No, man. Look, I'm talking to the owner. I'm talking to Henry. Henry, you already know what we talked about.
You already know what we talked about.
You know, so that's what I'm saying, man. I don't want to make it out of something that it don't need to be made out of. I want a race.
That's a done deal.
You know, I ain't came over here trying to badmouth y'all. What I'm saying is that I don't think everything gonna be right on our end to travel over there where y'all at. But if y'all have a race over there later on this year, I can come. That's what I'm saying. I don't think I'm gonna be able to make it over there in February. But if y'all have a race later on, I'll be able to come.
Chris got another race coming up.
You know, that's what I'm saying, but, I mean, other than that, I'm not afraid to race nobody out there. I don't care if y'all put on it.
I know you want to run a Dan Bill bike, so I mean, I'm going to give you the opportunity to run that bike first.
Yeah, they look like trucks. I mean, I got my reasons.
You already know I got my reasons, so if I lose, I lose. If I win, you know, it don't matter to me.
Yeah, I understand.
I ain't trying to badmouth y'all fellas.
Hey, so y'all definitely coming to Memphis in May.
On the 8th, yeah.
Oh, yeah, we'll be there.
I thought it was the 10th.
No, it's May the 8th. It's May the 10th.
So if everything go right, we can bump heads in and get something off.
What do you mean if everything go right? Explain yourself.
No, what I'm saying is, if they still have the race, if the weather right, everything goes right.
If I drive 9 hours,
I'm coming to run somebody.
We might get it in before that. Hold on.
Now, Henry, I'm gonna tell you now. I'm willing to make it right if y'all come over here in April. I'm willing to make it right.
We'll see what's happening.
That's fine.
Yeah, I'm willing to make it right.
Hey, for the what, CC?
I think it's a 13 through 15, the man cup. But I mean,
Dan,
it's the
12th
through 15.
You ain't going to be able to race. Y'all ain't going to be able to race, man.
Them
folks
want
to shit on that.
Hey, let me tell you something. One grudge race, I'm going to tell you, one grudge race, they'll let us do it. Trust me.
Hey,
come
here.
I'm just saying, man, this something that I just got to get off my chest. Once it's done, it's over with, man. It's over with. I mean, it ain't no thing. It ain't no thing. It's
when
a bunch of like.
When is the first grudge fest?
Oh, yeah, I think it's in June. I think Dano's having his race in June.
Dang. What you want for whatever?
Is it June 21st, ain't it?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you know, so. But I'm telling you, if y'all come to the Man Cup, I know the track is going to be looking for Spider-Man or something.
I ain't too particular about coming to the Man Cup, because that's just coming to watch somebody else run.
It's the whole front.
Yeah, but if the money right, I mean, DTM gonna be there because he's running the pro mod. I mean, everybody gonna be there.
Man, look here. Only thing about that cup jump, man, they gonna make you wait till all night before you can race. They ain't gonna let you do it in the daytime.
I'm willing to wait to get ahead. I don't care what time it is to cut somebody's head off. Them boys
trying to get that mess on while the track working. They don't want to wait till the track going with you. I'm not going to race. But see, you ain't got no power. Your bike might work. You ain't got no power.
Yeah, you're right. I ain't got no power.
You ain't got no damn power. Them boys got some power. They might
yeah,
right all over the place.
Yeah.
You ain't got no damn power.
Hey, you're right. I ain't got no power. Now, I guarantee you can't get the owner of the co-sign on
that.
That man talk
about everybody what goddamn the fuck those shit that they do.
Hey, chills on. I want to ask the owner, Henry, do you think I got any power?
Hell no.
What you mean power?
You left the right man.
Hey,
you ain't got no damn power.
I mean, I don't know your new bike, man. I don't know your pedal. I don't know.
Y'all,
I know
I got a question. Y'all think the CC after getting run over by his mechanic going into a new shop is going to come back out different, not different, or the same? I mean, believe me, who he lives with now, his hamstring ain't going to come out without power. I can tell you that.
You
must be his mechanic, then. You talking for him. You must be his mechanic. I ain't his damn mechanic, but I know who the hell works on it. Well, there ain't no damn food. He might work on our shop. Don't nothing come out of our shop, bro. I mean,
you're right,
Pop. I got to agree. Hey, Pop, you should work.
Everybody,
ain't nothing coming out of your shop slow. They just got them delays in the building.
That's coming down.
Exactly. That's why I shouldn't have no problem getting no races this year. So keep on.
Yeah, everybody come out of the shop with power.
Y'all keep sleeping on CC. Hold on, Henry, what did you say?
I say everybody come out of the shop, they come out with power, just some got a little more power than others.
Okay, all right, okay. All right.
And, you know, who's to say that Custom Cut ain't got more power than Geronimo since he rode the bike before?
Yeah, I mean... You know, but one thing about CC, sorry to cut you off, CC, but I bet you both
can also tell you that Geronimo had a lot more power than his bike did.
Just stuff coming down. And I love him.
Yeah, and I'm also here to say that I'm not stuck on stupid. I know Geronimo ain't coming out the same way it left. It ain't coming out the same way it left. But you better not underestimate me, because I'm going to tell you, when I leave there, ain't no pulling around me. When I leave her, ain't going to be no pulling around. I'm going to go ahead and tell you that now. Hey, Henry, now this.
Ain't
going
to be behind you at all.
Hey, Henry, this your boy right here. When I leave her, you ain't going to come around me, brother. You ain't going to come around me.
This is going to turn four ways on a motherfucker. You see?
Yeah.
Man, you're going to get a little side bet on.
Okay, I'm for real, y'all. When I leave that hole
I'm going to tell you now. You ready for the side bet?
What's that?
I bet we got banned you.
No.
Nah.
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 Yeah,
he said one, what? Two bites. He said play the whole drum set on your ass.
Oh, no. Oh, heck no. You know what? I take that bet. I take that bet.
I take that bet.
Hey, I take that bet.
He ain't saying one bite. You heard that,
hey.
CC. You had to count the bites. One, two, three. Three bites.
Oh, no, dog. Hey, you know what? And I'm going to tell you this right here, Possum. Since you running your mouth, I want you to sit on the front.
I want
to
bet that, too, dummy.
I
want
to
bet with you on that one.
Yo, listen. Listen, Possum. I want you to sit on the finish line and count how many bites I beat him by. And tell them to pay me my money. That's what I want you. That's your job. I want you to sit on the finish line.
Hey, CC, I got a bet for you.
Ron, I can't hear you.
Yeah,
Ron.
Go ahead.
I can't hear you, Ron.
Go ahead, Aaron.
I got a bet for you.
That ain't what he was about to say to you.
This is what we're going to do.
Whatever, man. Yeah.
I want Possum to sit on this, on the end of the quarter, and it's, I'm going to give you $100 above every bike you beat me by.
Oh, God damn.
Hear it. That's a bet. Hear it. That's a bet. That's a bet.
All right.
That's a bet.
Hey, I want you to do the same. I want you to do the same now.
Hey, I'm going to tell you like this right here. Now, if I do owe you anything, it'll be
$50.
Okay. If That's I do bet. Owe you anything, it'll be $50.
That's
well, that means $50 we can eat off of.
Now, one thing about it. One thing about
you
it.
You get a big old tailgate special,
hey,
K-Fry.
Hey, if you ain't coming out there in the O's in the 60-foot, don't come out there with me. Don't come out there with me now. Don't come out there. I don't care what the rider can do. If I,
hey,
I don't care what the rider can do. If you ain't O-ing in the 60-foot, okay.
Yeah. You know, I don't ride. I just look.
Okay. You know what? And I guarantee you ain't going to throw your hands up. You ain't going to throw your hands up, Henry. You ain't going to throw your hands up.
That's
you're
going
to want to strangle Michael Phillips.
Hey, that's a bet.
Okay. All right. Okay. You know, I'm going to tell you, you're going to want to kill you're going to want to kill your man. You're going to want to kill your man.
Hey, I trust my rider.
I'm going to bring my stickers with me. Whoever wins that race and puts a gap band on, I'm going to give it an honorary possum sticker. It says, Kate Kent's gone.
Well, I know it won't be going back to Louisiana. I know that much. And hear it, don't take – hey, look, I ain't trying to disrespect you, bro. You know you cool with me, but you in some territory that I can't – you know, I can't get down with no more. I can't get down with no
more. I hear you, brother.
And everything I done said tonight, I done told you over the phone.
Hey, every man got to stand on his own. I understand that, bro.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And you got to admit now, one thing I got over you is that I done been on your horse. You ain't never been on my horse.
Yeah. Only thing about that, my horse
done
grew up.
My horse
grew up.
Wow.
He said it ain't no Shetland. He said it ain't no Shetland pony no more.
So here, what you're trying to say is that you've been in the shop too.
Yeah.
Oh no. I'm still in the garage.
He said Dan Wagner got him right.
In the garage. I don't even think you. It was still a Shetland pony when you rode it, brother.
Wow.
Shetland pony.
Wow. I can't believe.
Well,
so you mean to tell me
in a four horseman race,
it was a pony.
We get ready to call it tonight. We extended our night
like
tonight,
this.
And we appreciate
four
everybody
race.
For calling in.
Wait, hold on.
Good night, Ryan. Good night, Ryan.
Like this. In the four horseman race, it was a donkey.
Grace alive.
Cuff and cuff, was that a picture on that, what you had them leathers on when you was on Geronimo then?
Yeah.
Tell me why you wasn't tucked the fuck in, you sitting straight up like you was on a fucking rocking chair.
I don't know. The same reason why you leave with your feet and swinging out. The same reason why you leave with your feet swinging out.
Look where he talking about them leathers at. Look at him, he sitting straight up in there. Flats flying and everything.
Yeah, you're right. But you know what? Henry, I tell you what. Let me ask Henry this. Have Michael Phillips ever won a race on your bike?
Yeah.
Who done ever got your first win on your motorcycle? I have.
Well, you know mistakes happen, cousin.
Oh, my God. Harry, come on, man. Harry, I can't believe you said that. You telling me in a four-horseman race, the other man made a mistake?
Well, that was a donkey, man. You was riding a donkey. A donkey, you know. You ever seen a donkey in a mule race?
Dear boy, I tell you.
Hey, that's a city boy, man. He don't know nothing about no donkey mule race.
Hey.
Wow.
He's playing donkey ball.
We got two stirrupbeds in the race now.
Yeah.
I can't believe it. Here he said I was riding a donkey. Wow.
Oh, hey, custom, you know one thing about the other end. Ain't but one person going to cross first.
You're right. Don't it make you wonder, when am I really going over here? What am I really doing over here?
No, that don't bother me at all.
Oh, so you mean to tell me you ain't thought about that?
As a matter of fact,
I thought
it would work on mine,
but it won't, but it's all for 69.
I might run you on the old Geronimo.
Say what? You may run me on the what?
I might run you on the old Geronimo.
Wow. This is crazy. I can't believe, man. Boy.
Don't feed him, Hendrick.
This is going to be a fun year.
Go over there and see what you want for tomorrow.
Oh, boy.
I thought you said you weren't going to let the cat out the bag.
Well, that's my friend. Cousin Cut, my friend.
Yeah, you know what? I know when you're trying to be sarcastic hearing, you know, you're stressing that friend. You're stressing that friend.
I mean, me and you friends, me and you came out of the same camp, man.
So cool.
He had the other camp now. Henry, what you say you going to make him go back to what? DTM. Damn, man.
Man, if I go by DTM, man, I'll put a gun in my head and blow my own brains out.
So every time you go up there,
like I said just a few minutes ago, if I go by DTM, I put a gun in my head and blow my own brains out. Because, bro, let me tell you something, man. My money too hard to come by. I don't know about nobody else's pocket. My money's too hard to come by. But, you know, I want to see the look on his face when I gap his work. It ain't got nothing to do with Harry or Michael Phillips or Geronimo. It's got something to do with Dan the Man. When I gap him, I guarantee he's going to go to smoking crack instead of weed.
Now, see, you gone too far now.
No, ain't nobody gone too far, man. This my own mouth. I went through this. You didn't go through it. I went through it. You didn't go through it. I don't care what y'all say.
You're wrong for that, dog.
Okay, hey, so look. You mean to tell me, hold on. You mean to tell me he ain't wrong for what he did to me?
That's fucked up, dog.
Let me mediate. Oh, everybody, hold up. Let me mediate. Hold on. Listen, I get it. There's some strong shit going on, okay? The man spent a lot of money. The other man ain't defending himself. I get that. But
that's what I'm saying.
You got to admit, man, if he spent a lot of money, if he spent all that money and come back with some bogus stuff, I mean, that's some real shit, man. That's foul, bro. That's really foul.
There's no problem with what he said. It's just what somebody do in their personal life should stay that way.
Hey, I get what you're saying, buddy. I do get what you're saying because that's your man. Okay, I feel you because I got to build a suit.
That wasn't my man.
But let me tell you this. I'm not speaking bad about that man or that mechanic, okay? But if what CeCe's saying is true, which I don't suppose someone's going to put something out there that harsh that ain't true or got some truth to it without being real. I'm not going to let you go to that man's shop if I know something like that. I mean, it's his job. I mean, I would be mad at CeCe if I'm like, damn, I think I'm going to go over to this shop here and spend a lot of money. And yet CeCe knew the whole damn time that there's some shady stuff going on. He ain't telling me. That's foul on him. So he's doing his job looking out for other people. I mean, if that man did do nothing wrong, he needs to jump up and say something.
provides a part list, provides some pictures, something, damn.
Man, come on, man. And no, hey, one man on his phone, no person. One man on his phone. Hey, Harry, you know.
Let him talk, CC.
Go ahead.
I didn't care about what the, I'm 100% with you for that issue. You know, that's what, you know, I know way more than, you know, me and you talk too. So, but I mean, like I said, The little personal stuff. Let me tell y'all something.
All jokes aside, I work for everything I get. And when you take my money right there, that's personal. That's personal.
Well,
and Harry know this.
You really
I'm
gonna been and took that from you. Now then what you gonna do when I take it from you? Sit down, you gonna put the thumb in your mouth. Just as soon as you get to the racetrack, that's when.
Wait, see, this is what I'm saying. Like, I respect what you're talking because you got to talk like that because you're a hired gun. You got to talk like that. But what I'm speaking on is something that I know, something that I went through, Mike.
Got that apple gonna spit your ass.
Yeah, I understand that, but this was Mike. Listen, what I'm talking about, I'm just trying to speak up for what I just said about, you know, going from doing this to doing that. What I'm saying is that in order to do a job right, you got to be in the right mind frame. And he wasn't in the right mind frame. I wanted to get to the top, and DTM didn't take me to the top. I paid the cost to be the boss, and he didn't put me to the top. I wanted to be to the top, but I'm with a man right now that's going to put me at the top. And if I have to get through Geronimo to get to the top, that's the way I'm, that's the way, and that's the avenue I'm going to go through. I'm going to go
through
the
avenue. Look, custom cut. When you say the man going to put you to the top, you mean the top of his abilities or the top of the world?
Let's just put it like this
contention,
right here.
Bro. I'm sure he means contention. You know what I'm saying? You know where you got to be to fight in these games. You know what I'm saying? He wants to be a heavyweight. So he's going to put him in a heavyweight class. Whether or not he can win, at least he can compete. You see what
that's
I'm saying?
Harry, all jokes aside, man, you know the material I was paying for wasn't what I was getting. And you know that was that for a fact.
In other words, the man saying he bought a rock while I got a chihuahua.
You're right.
Well, look, we got another caller here. We got 1870. Yo, call. Well, actually, the line is open. Man.
I hope that's Dan, because I want to tell him something. I ain't telling.
No, it ain't Dan. It's me.
Who? Oh, okay.
Jared, brother, I promise you will get a run. And all these, and this for everybody that's out there, we ain't heard for no money to try to race for no $1,000. We want to run this year. So if you got $500, we got to run. We ain't got to make no money to pay for what we got. We want to run this year. That's all we want to do.
Race.
Well, we got
to
race.
Be no problem with Jared Jones
Me and Custom Cut, we got a race set up. You know, everything set. We got the money set. Everybody know this race going to take place. So, you know, that's pretty much a done deal.
Hey,
now the situation,
JP, that's Harry.
The situation with Jared Jones and DTM, hey, look, I ain't got nothing to do with that. I only speak for Geronimo. You know, I understand if the man spent bad money or the man took his money, hey, that's between DTM and Jared Jones. All I need DTM to do is get me on the other side of Jared Jones about 10 bikes so I can make that 10 stacks off him at $100.
Hold on. I appreciate what you're saying, but I promise you it ain't going to happen. If I get rid of this 66 Plymouth I got to get across y'all with, it's going to happen. I promise you. Because I got a bad time. I promise you.
This man said, hey, JP. Henry said 10 bike links. 10 bike links?
Well, you got to think big. You got to think big.
Wow.
Hey, CC, I'm not one to side with you all the time. You know that. But if a man thinks he can put 10 on you like that, he shouldn't have no problem giving up the back tire and the brake.
No, no, no. You stay out of this. You stay out of this. We don't wax.
I'm sorry. I'm that little guy. I'm that little guy that said Dre to instigate you. Yes, I am.
I like that. I like that.
Why
ain't nobody doing it. Look, I'm going to tell you something. When you get in the big league, you don't beg.
Wow.
Stay on the boat if you stay around with them big dogs.
So Henry, I got a question for Henry. Henry, tell me, if Michael Phillips would have rolled your bike in a four horseman race, you would have won the race?
No, yeah. You was riding a donkey. That wouldn't have happened.
Wait. So what you telling me is I couldn't win. I couldn't win.
You couldn't win because a donkey can't beat a horse.
Okay, well, why'd you let me sit up there and bet my money in?
Because you wanted to. But you was a donkey, too.
No, I ain't.
Well, I mean, you didn't bet.
You was a little liar. I thought you said y'all split the pot.
Oh, we did split the pot. Everybody put money in.
No, he said he made $5,000 off of there. He told the world they split the money. He stayed on them boys for the last month, 2 months.
Who said that?
You said that. You said we split the pot. You were telling
I don't remember that. I don't remember that. I don't remember saying that. I don't remember saying that.
Well, look here, man. Jared and, yeah, and your brother. Hey, you and your brother, man, y'all good people. We're gonna get it on, and once we get it on, we'll get all this behind us. And y'all get to move on with y'all new mechanic. And hopefully I have success with Dan. And so DT will probably still be around for a while. And
if I drag you, would that make you come over to my side then? If I drag you?
No, we got some more people we'll go to.
No, if you drag me, what I'll do is I'll take the donkey off and I'll put the horse on.
There you go.
Well,
there's donkey getting tail pinned, I swear.
Well, you know what? And what I'm gonna tell you now
I'm tell you,
is
look,
that
let me,
I'm gonna keep.
Let me tell you. Let me say this.
Go ahead.
What I prefer to do since you rode the donkey, what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna race you with the donkey.
Okay.
Then if you beat the donkey,
okay.
Then I'll put thoroughbred on. How
that
sound?
Would that all happen in one day?
Yeah. One day.
Okay.
Hey,
now, what I'm going to tell you, what I'm going to tell you, this
on
right
the
here.
Damn bike. That's what it was.
Hey,
he left the ABC mode on the booster.
Hey, Possum, what I'm going to tell him this right, what I'm going to tell you here right now is that once I beat you with the same motor,
okay.
I'm going to turn it up just a little bit and beat that horse, that thoroughbred that you're going to put on there. I'm going to beat it. That's the thing, man. I already know how to do it.
Hey, I hear you, man.
I'll tell you what, both
look,
of y'all,
like
I just
this.
Hope y'all race. Because when it, right now y'all smack-talking each other, and that's all great. It's funny. I'm loving hearing the donkey jokes and the gap man and the 10 players.
Yeah,
only thing
ahead,
at the end of the day, whoever wins, I want the winner.
Henry, what did you say, Henry? Henry, what did you say?
You're welcome to get that. Hey, you're welcome to get the winner.
Good
you're
thing.
Welcome to
Good
get
thing.
The winner.
BMF calls winner.
Huh?
Yeah.
Even if I lose, you can get the loser.
Dang.
Man, well, look. No problem for me getting a race this year. Okay.
Hey,
well,
no problem.
Hey, why
no
we
problem.
Can't do that on the 8th, though? Why we just can't do them races on the 8th? That way we can get the year started off just lovely. We can just do all of that Christmas.
I'm not.
Listen. I ain't ducking nothing. I don't think I'm going to Shady Side, so.
No, not Shady Side. On March 8th, here in State Cal.
Oh, you're talking about B&B.
No.
State Cal.
In Baton Rouge.
Oh.
I know I can't make it there. I know I can't make it there, man.
I'd love to, man. That's a long journey.
And I put you up in a nice hotel.
Yeah, but we make that long journey, too.
I mean, anybody can buy a hotel.
Yeah,
I'm
wore out. I've been traveling a long time.
Well,
I'd have to really get out to do that.
Huh?
What's a $90 hotel? I mean, what? Who can't buy a hotel?
Well, I'm gonna tell you like this: Geronimo test all last year. It won't be no testing this year.
Uh-oh.
I'm gonna win some and I'm gonna lose some.
Can't win them all.
I wanna try them all.
I just want to hear that, man. At least half days, mile. I want to hear that long song.
Hold on, fellas. I want to ask Henry this. Henry, now you mean to tell me if Dan tell you, look, you don't need to mess with custom cuts today. You still gonna run it?
No.
I'm gonna tell you like this. If Dan tell me something like that, he really would have had to be smoking crack.
Well, I'm gonna tell you like this, though, man.
Nobody boo Henry. When I said crack, everybody booed me. Wow.
Man, when I said
Henry, he's still spending money.
They wrong, Jack Edwards.
See a man do another brother like that, any other man, and you still stay with that man.
You got a problem, buddy.
Hey, look, let me explain something to you about that, bro. If that was a situation, all of us had the same mechanic.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? What I'm saying? I mean, you know, you're going to like your mechanic. I'm going to like mine. You know,
I don't wait until that happened. I didn't have a problem after that. I didn't have no problem.
Yeah.
If we talked every race, but you were truthful to me, I wouldn't have had a problem. But when you do something like that, hey, man, you can't be trusted on no level. And if a man trusting then, it's a shame on you when it come around to you.
Yeah, well, I understand your point. I mean, hey, you know, I've seen that happen several times. So, hey.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
We from deep down south. We're going to throw a nigga in the motherfucking swamp.
Yeah. I mean, you know.
We're going to put him in the swamp.
One thing I like about Henry, and I can say this from the bottom of my heart, he the type of dude that he got to bite the chicken in order to see his chicken. So, I mean, you know, hey, you know.
Boy, you don't care.
I'm just saying, he got to bite the chicken. He can see his chicken, but he got to bite the chicken and know his chicken. that's a compliment. That's a compliment,
hey,
Eric.
I'm walking in Hooters. You want to talk to one of these Hooters?
Hey, I'm going to tell you like this, man. It's going to be a fantastic
okay.
year. All right,
how y'all doing?
I've been saving my money all day.
You been saving your money for who?
I say I've been saving my money all winter, so this year either somebody going to take all my money or I'm going to take some money and give some money away.
Uh-oh. JP, you hear that? You hear that? That don't sound like the Henry we used to know.
You know what I'm worried about? I was in the lanes. Hey, CC. Now I'm going to tell you.
Nothing wrong with him,
huh? I like it.
Yeah, go ahead.
There's no one wrong with Henry, don't you?
What's that?
He's been around me too long.
He's been around you too long.
Yeah, you know you couldn't make it long.
I'm well, thank you. My name is Taylor.
Yeah, that. Wait, who in the world?
What the hell was that?
Exactly.
That's Michael Phillips. Who's the motherfucker?
Michael Phillips put a wig on. That's Michael Phillips in drag.
Oh, I'm in Hooters. I ain't no drag here. I keep telling you about them jokes. I ain't the one with the dreads in my head. You know what they do, like with them girls with that long hair when they're doing it from the back. They grab it and twirl it up. You got enough to twirl up. Now don't play with me tonight. I've been trying to joke with you.
And look, that's who Henry got riding his bike. Wow.
I want to know one thing. Hey, Mike, my rider.
Man, all I want to see with this is I just want to see the two bikes race.
Wait till
you get out of track.
Yeah. Hey, you got one guy that's at home and he's not an alcoholic, and you got one guy in Hooters who's drank his whole life up. So who you gonna bet on?
I tell you what, since I'm a drinker, I tell you what we can do. I'm gonna bet you $5,000 since I'm a drinker. Me and you gonna strike out running. We're gonna run for about 10 miles. We're gonna see who's gonna out. And then you know what I'm gonna do the night before? I want you to be with me. I'm gonna drink a whole liter of Grey Goose, and me and you gonna strike out for 5 miles. And we're gonna bet whatever you wanna bet.
Now, only a crazy man to do that.
I'm an alcoholic.
Hey,
remember?
I just said you like Rick.
I'm gonna have
James.
A hangover too.
You like Rick James? You like to party all the time? Go ahead.
You know I do. You know I do. When you hang with me,
dude,
you listen. Listen, all the boys at the NHRA race, John Force, people, all Tony Schumacher, what do you think they come to? They call my shit the ghetto. They come to the ghetto to have fun. You go anywhere at the racetrack. Listen, hold on, I'll tell you what you do. When I come to Georgia this year, when I come to Atlanta, you come there and you watch where all them white folks be at.
Well, at the end of Friday night and Saturday night, they're going to be in the game.
Who around you on Sunday night? Nobody. Everybody holding a trophy on their view.
But I tell you what, when I do win them, they all over there again getting pissy drunk.
Hey, I want Geronimo.
What about the apple? Get some of that apple, bro. I want you to get some of that apple.
Hey, you ain't got a whoosh no more, man. You got your whoosh.
Hey, I'm glad they got you on tonight. Because, brother, when I see you after that L dog, I just want to shake your hand. I want to shake your hand. And tell you,
I want you to wish in one hand and shit in the other and see which one you feel first. No, let me get them ready.
And we got one more call before we shut the show down. We ran over the time. We got 6452, man. Your line is open.
I ain't got no courage, Dan.
6452, man. Your line is open.
Watch it. Dan might decapitate your little ass. Dan might decapitate your little ass.
No, I didn't even know he was over there. What's going on with him?
Come on.
Hey, Henry, hit me if you want to go out there Sunday. Hit me and let me know.
Okay.
All right.
Before you hit him, you're going to have to wake him up. He's going to be an alcoholic.
Hey, you know what? Guess what? I'm going to get drunk when I get in your booty. That's why I can pay it up.
I can't believe hearing that. Alcoholic ride is more than me, but hey, that's the best you can get.
Hey, cousin, son, what a combination, man. I got a weed head killing and an alcoholic ride.
That's the drunk crew. God damn it. We got the fucked up crew. That's what we gonna call it. We the fucked up crew. That's what the minions is at Peace Fight. Peace Fight and Alcoholics. Geronimo, Peace Fight. Peace Fight and Alcoholics. Firewater. Indian Firewater.
Okay.
All right,
hey,
yeah. Okay.
All right, guys. We're going to end the show tonight, so you all guys have a nice night.
I got some strawberry whipped cream on that booty. I got some strawberry whipped cream for that little booty.